spent some time discussing the two opinions of Rashi and Tosfos in Gimel Beis as to having the Mishnah and Kevav and Merala. Did Rav Loza say one statement or two statements? Did he only say one statement that get Isha that's given b'tnei Eid and Nasir that has no Eid has seen is good, and therefore she can be Gova. She's Gova in the Chasim Shibadim. She can collect the Ksuba based on the get, as Rashi quotes the Mishnah Ksubas, because that's a Tanai Bezin, and the husband is not believed to say Paraiti. Or should we say no? Rav Loza Tati Koma. That's how the Gemara says on Peivav and Beis. Rav Loza said two different statements. One statement regarding the get Isha, another statement regarding Shtori Mammon. The first statement was Eidim Asira Karsi by get Isha, by Gerishin. The second statement is by Shtori Mammon. The example that he gives of Shtori Mammon is a Shtar Halvoy. If that's the example, then obviously he's assuming that a Shtar Halvoy, with respect to being Kohen Shiva Nechosim, is serving as a Shtar Kinyan. Because the Homa Flakes of Loz and Nechachomim, whether Eidim Asira Karsi, Eidim Chasima Karsi, only applies to Shtori Kinyan. By Shtori Rais, not Shachta Vemachloikas. So these were the two opinions in Tosfos. Tosfos had two girsas in the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. Whether Shani Hosam Mishas Ksubuhu Dishtabed, or Shani Hosam Mishas Ksibuhu Dishtabed, whether with Havav or Yud, the whole difference hinges on one letter. That's Rav Soloveitchik used to point out. The whole big major machlokes of Rishani Mavei hinges on one letter. Whether it's Mishas Ksubuhu Dishtabed or Mishas Ksibuhu Dishtabed. Whether Rav Loza Tartikoma, did he say two different statements or did he say one statement? So the week before, on Wednesday, I mentioned we should look at the Tosfos on Chof HaMebeis, and then I forgot all about it yesterday to discuss it. The Gemara on Chof HaMebeis, there's a Tosfos on Chof HaMebeis, the bottom Tosfos that's related to this topic. The Gemara on Chof HaMebeis quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Sefer HaMikne. What does it mean, Sefer HaMikne? Two lines from the bottom. It says, Yirmiyah chapter Lamed Beis. The Sefer HaMikne means a Shtar Kinyan. Sefer means a Shtar, like because of Allah, Sefer increases. Doesn't mean a book, it means a Shtar Gerishin. A Shtar Gerishin, I get. Because of Allah, Sefer increases. Here, Sefer HaMikne means a Shtar Kinyan. Yirmiyah was commanded by a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Hayra Shah to buy the field from his cousin that was absolutely worthless, because the whole Eretz Yisrael was about to collapse. So he's going to declare bankruptcy. On the whole Eretz, the enemy was coming to take away the whole country, so all the real estate was worthless. So the Rebbe Shalom commands him he should buy a worthless field and pay the money. So he was commanded to make a Kinyan Shtar, Sefer HaMikne. That's the Pashem Shah. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on that phrase, Sefer HaMikne, as if it were written Sefer HaMakne, that the piece of paper on which the Shtar Kinyan is written has to belong to the Mocher, has to belong to the Noisan Hamatona, and when he's makna that piece of paper to the Lokeach, to the Mekabel Matona, that's how he's koina the karka. We darshan Sefer HaMikne as if it were written Sefer HaMakna. The piece of paper has to belong to the Das HaMeskayev. So the Gemara, in connection with that pasuk, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah and Elias. On the first wide line on Chof HaMebeis. Afu Heid, Mishnah and Eidius quotes all the different Tanoim are telling over things. Gemara says in Brochus that Rabbi Gamliel was a very strict chief rabbi. He didn't allow any dissension. He didn't allow anyone to express an opinion against his opinion. So they were, it was like under the communists. So they said they weren't allowed to say anything. So the day that they fired him and they replaced him with Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah, so everybody came out of the woodworks and everybody was saying over old traditions from earlier generations about different opinions that Rabbi Gamliel would never allow as long as he was in charge. That's what Limar says in Brachas. The whole Masechus Eidius was said over on that day. So one of the Tanoim, Afu Heid, Rashi says it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Based on the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said something that he would never say during the presidency of Rabbi Gamliel. So when he was no longer the Balabas, so he said over it then, and then he said another story. Afu Heid told over a story about a certain village, Farkot and Shoy Betzad Yerushalayim. There was an old man, family was wealthy. He used to lend money to all the people in the village. And he was he was the only one who was wealthy. He was the only one who knew how to write the Hebrew, apparently, whatever language they wrote. The Kosev Iksav Yoda, he used to write the Shtar Halvoa. Now, that this is a problem. The Shtar Halvoa has to be written Midas HaMaskaif. It's supposed to be written by the Loive. Doesn't mean it has to be written by the Loive. Has to be written at the request of the Loive. So that he would be this wealthy, older man, the Zaken Echod, would lend money. He was wealthy, so he lent money to the other Balabatim, and he would say, but I want to have a shtar. So they'd say, okay, write a shtar for yourself. So he would write a shtar that Pliny just borrowed $1,000 from him. But what good is that? What, he's going to sign it? I'm going to sign that he owes me money, and I'm going to sign my name. So that's ridiculous. I'm the Baldover himself. That doesn't help if I sign. Shtar b'ksav yoda means if the Leiva signed, not if the Malva signed. Malva signed, that's not a shtar b'ksav yoda. So he got other people to sign. He got kosher Adam to sign. Whenever he would make a halvoy, he would say, I want to have a shtar to make sure that you pay up, make sure that you don't forget. So they would get two cuts. Malva would sign the shtar at the... Malva would write up the shtar at the authorization of the Leiva. The Leiva gave the grant to the Das HaMaschai. Malva would write... Anybody can write the shtar. A goy can write the shtar also. It doesn't have, you don't need ksiva l'shmo. So anyone, a monkey can write the shtar. So the malva would write the shtar. And then v'acherim chosimim, and they would have two kosher eidim would sign. So the shayla is that good? So of course it's good. Well, what's wrong? And the rabbanim said that it's good. So the Gemara raises the question, why is it so good? V'yamai, but isn't there a din that you need? Sefer hamakne. That the paper has to belong to the Das HaMaschayiv, and he has to be makna the paper to the Balashtar. Das HaMaschayiv is the one who authorizes the writing of the Shtar, and the Balashtar is the one to whom the Shtar is handed over. It was intended, Melech HaTchilin, to be given over to the Balashtar. So the Loiva is the Das HaMaschayiv and the Halva, and the Malva is the Balashtar. So the Gemara says, where's the Sefer HaMakna? The old man, the wealthy man, he was the Sefer, and he would write on his own paper. So there is no Sefer HaMakna. El Alav, the Gemara says on the last line of Chochem Beis, the answer must be, because he was a knowledgeable individual, he was a Talmud Chochem. El Alav Mishum Yamina, we have some Maknui Makna Lohu, that the old man, the Zaken Echad, was Makna the piece of paper to the Loive, and then the Loive would give it back to him. Not that he would just write on his own piece of paper, Pliny borrowed from the Zaken Echad in the city, the Zakan Ha'ir, the wealthy man in the city, $1,000, and have to aid him sign. That's not good enough. He would be makna the piece of paper back to the loiva, and then the loiva would give it back to him, because the halacha requires sefer hamakna. So the Gemara wanted to say, who had the nami by getisha. That was a shaila that they had, let's say, the get is written on a pad of paper. Let's say there's a loose leaf. And now the loose leaf belongs to the woman. She goes to college. The wife goes to college. They're getting divorced. So this is her loose leaf, and has all of her notes, everything. So the get is written and signed on a piece of paper in her loose leaf. And everybody knows that it's hers. How is that good? There's a din of Sefer HaMakna and all shtarim, and all shtaris. So the Gemara had a shayla, would that be good or not? That's about nine lines from the bottom, eight, nine lines. Boy, Rami Bacham, the line begins with the word boy. Boy, Rami Bacham, he asked the shayla, what's the din? We know that this loose leaf belongs to the wife. This is her pad that she writes in Otsam. Again, Kosev Aleho. She has the get and it's written on that. Is that acceptable or not? The din is that you need Sefer HaMakna. So the Gemara says, Toshma. Well, you see from the Mishnah that it's not a problem. So who had the Nami over here? It's also not a problem. So Rabbi says, my Kusha, what's a Tushtel? They were asking Akasha on Rami Bacham. How can the Amoraim, you can only be a card-carrying member of the club of Amoraim if you know all the Mishnais. If you don't know all the Mishnais, you're not entitled to be called an Amora. That's how Tosis postulates the rule. You can't make a tiyufte against an Amora from a Mishnah. You can make tiyuftes from Brises, they're not muhiv to know all the Brises, but from a Mishnah, that's impossible. The Gemara will often make tiyufte from an Amora, from a Mishnah, so the Rishonim will say, it's not really a tiyufte, he had a teretz, but the Gemara didn't accept it, he didn't like the teretz. That's why they'll say tiyufte. So here they're posing this as a kash against Rami Bachomen. How is Rami Bachomen entitled to be a member of the Amoraim's club? He didn't know Beferish and Mishnah in Adias. So Rabbi says, my kash. It's not a kash. It means my riot. It doesn't mean it's not a kash. But they presented it as a kash. They're challenging Rami Bachomen. How can he have such a stupid ibaya? Isn't it a Beferish and Mishnah? Didn't he know what it says in the Mishnah? So Rabbi says, don't ask a kash against Rami Bachomen. He will answer, Dilma Zok and Shaina Diyot Alaknuy. If he's a zaken in the Talmud Chacham, so he knows that there's a din of Sefer HaMakna. He knows that he has to give the piece of paper to the loiv, and the loiv has to be maknet back to him. Hashem came by the get Isha. What, every woman who gets divorced, like the Gemara said in the end of Baba Basra, the Ramban had the Lashon, ought to call the Megarish, but Beidina Megarish. Every couple who gets divorced goes to Rabbanim, that they should know that there's a din of Sefer HaMakna. Maybe the husband and the wife didn't know. And maybe if the get is written on her loose leaf, maybe it's no good. Maybe she was never makna the paper to the husband that it should be makna back. So the Gemara has such a din, there's a halacha of Sefer HaMakna. And the Gemara sounds like it says that you need Sefer HaMakna, not only by a get isha. The original pasuk is by Ishtar Mechira. When the cousin of Yirmiyah HaNavi is selling the field to Yirmiyah, that's a Ishtar Makna, Ishtar Kinyan. And then by get isha, and the Gemara seems to say the same thing applies to Ishtar Halvor. So Tosfos picks on the Gemara. Tosfos asks Akasha, the Im Taimar, what's the Tzushtel? True, the pasuk says you need Sefer HaMakna. The pasuk says Sefer HaMikna. The Gemara understands it to imply Sefer HaMakna. The piece of paper has to belong to the Das HaMeschayv, and it has to be maknet to the Baal Ashtar. That I understand by get, and I understand by Ishtar Kinyan, by Karka. But by a shtar halvoy, for Ektosis Akasha, a shtar halvoy is not a shtar kinyan, it's a shtar raya. So why should you require haknoas hanayor? By being matvis the raya, what does it mean, nesinas hashtar? A shtar only begins to function when you're doing nesinas hashtar. So what's the definition of nesinas hashtar? So if your Ektosis says like this, if you're talking about a shtar raya, so nesinas hashtar means, when the shtar is tachas yad balashtar, it's in the hands of the one that we intended melechat chidush should be given to him, and he now has a raya. He has the raya biyodai. So what's the difference whether the piece of paper belonged to him before, belonged to the other one before? Slomal of lamoiri. By shtar raya, the ikir is that he should have the raya. So he has the raya. So why should you need sefer hamakna? Why does the piece of paper have to belong to the balashtar by shtar kinyan? So if you hold like Reb Meir, that ayday. Chasima Karsi, that every Ishtar Kinyan, the way Ishtar Kinyan functions is by giving a Ishtar Raya to the other person. So if Taisus Svara is correct, that a Ishtar Raya, in a Ishtar Raya, there's no need for a Sefer HaMakna, then there would never be a need for a Sefer HaMakna, period. There wouldn't be such a din. So maybe Rav Meir won't, maybe according to Taisus Svara, Rav Meir won't darshan this pasuk like that. It doesn't say Sefer HaMakna, it says Sefer HaMikna, which means Ishtar Kinyan. But the Gemara is saying, I'll leave it the Rav Loza. The Gemara with Tosfos is saying, I'll leave it the Rav Loza. That the two types of shtaris, there's the shtar kinyan and the shtar raya. So, mesiras hashtar by shtar raya means, hatfas has raya biyad hasheni. Hatfas has raya is good, even if the piece of paper belonged to the malve from the beginning to the end. Why does he have to be makna the paper to the loiv and then give it back? The malve writes at the request of the loiv, that the loiv borrowed $1,000 from me, and then at the request of the loiv, two witnesses sign. There has to be signed midas hamischai. So now there's hatfasas raya biyad ha balashtar. So that's called mesiras hashtar. But by shtar kinyan, it has nothing to do with hatfasas raya. According to Rav Loza, shtar kinyan shtar raya totally unrelated, nothing to do with each other. Shtar kinyan means you have the sipur hamaisa biksav, which is nimsa lachaveiro. So nimsa lachaveiro, it's not enough. He has a tachas yada. No, you have to be maknet to the other one. So that's what Tosfos Tain is. Ma inyan shtari havoy leget. What's a tzushta? Well, how did they prove from that Mishnah? Just like by the old man, there was no concern. Why? Because obviously he was makna the paper to the loivim, and then the loivim were makna back. Who says it had to be makna to the loivim? A shtar havoy is a shtar raya. A shtar raya, as long as he has the raya in his hand, that's it. So maybe in that Mishnah, the case in the Mishnah, there's no need for it. There's no halacha of sefer makna. There's only a need for Sefer HaMakna by a get and by a shtar mechiras kark. That's Tosfos Kash. The Tosfos says, "V'nira lefarish enachanami." The old man was a wealthy man, and not only did he make wealthy people only lend money to other people. You're not going to make money by that because all the people in the village were Jewish and he can't charge any interest. So he's not going to make any money. So how is he going to remain wealthy? The answer is he's going to deal in real estate. He's going to sell, he's going to buy. So he was buying real estate. He was buying real estate from the other people. So not only did he write shtori halvoah, that he did on the side. He made halvoahs on the side to keep everybody, to keep friendly with everybody. But the main thing was that he used to buy real estate, sell real estate, and handle in real estate. So the Gemara says not only did he do the writing in his notebook for the shtori halvoah, he did the writing in his notebook for the shtori kinyan as well. So you see that you're not concerned about the din of Sefer HaMakna. Obviously, we assume he was makna the paper to the Moicher, and then they were makna back to him. That was the Gemara's Toshma. That's what they says. V'nira lefarej, the nira la Gemara, the mistama, this old man, he didn't make money from lending. For lending, he doesn't charge any. V'nistama kemisha yamal v'lachol b'nei huye, gam hayo osim lo teib and osim lo b'matono ha'mechmu lo sadas, these to sell him real estate. When he sold them the real estate, they gave a shtar kinyan, and on the shtar kinyan, isn't there a need for a sefer hamakna? That was the Gemara's kasha. Not, but it actually, in the Mishnah, it only talks about shtari havoa. The shtari havoa doesn't really pose a problem in the first place. So that's this famous Tosfos. So this Tosfos was the son of the Nerev Yehuda. We mentioned the last week. The son of the Nerev Yehuda wrote a volume that's called Shalosh Teshuvah Shivas Tzion. Yes, every so often he has a tshuva printed in his father's volume, the Nari Behuda, in the Nari Behuda. He took over for his father, after his father passed away, he took over the Rabbanus in Prague. So he has a tshuva in the Sefer Shivasim, where he points out that this Tosfos is in clear contradiction with our Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Our Tosfos says, based on the Gemara and Tevav Amud Beis, the Rav Loza Tarti Kamer. Rav Loza made two statements in the Mishnah. On Pevav Manav. The first statement was that a Getisha is Eidich Mesira Karsi, and the second statement was that Vigoyva Menachasim Shabbatim Bashtari Maman, it's also Eidich Mesira Karsi, and Shtari Halva are also considered Shtari Kinyan. So the way Tosis holds, that's the Iker, they quote the Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't agree, but they say the Iker, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashbam hold the Iker is like the second Pshat in Rashi, because that's what it says on Pevav in the base of Loza Tarti Kamar. He said, Tu Dinim. He said, "Edim Mesira Karsi by Gittin and Edim Mesira Karsi by Shtori Halvoa." So you're obviously assuming that Shtori Halvoa, that affect Shiba Nechasim, function as a Shtar Kinyan. And here the Taisan Chav and the base, right? It's a double Pashat, not so. That Shtori Halvoa that accomplish Shiba Nechasim are functioning as Shtori Rai, not a Shtori Kinyan. That's why the Mechadish, the whole din of Sefer HaMakna, doesn't apply over there. So it's 2 days in Taisis, no basis. It's 2 days. It's a little shocking that by us the Tosfos holds that the Iker, and Gimlam and basically Tosfos holds the Iker is the Rabbeinu Tam with the Rashbam, not like the Rabbeinu Chananel, and they're ignoring this Shita. They're the writing Fakir. Rabbi Chana Basim and also in the Shurim, the end of Baba Basra, points this out, that these two Tosfos are in disagreement with each other. We have the din of Sefer HaMakna by Getisha. Piece of paper has to belong to the husband, and the husband has to be makne to the wife. So usually the sofer comes with a big pair of paper, and he writes the get for the husband. So the minig is that the sofer is, Shulchan Aruch says, the minig is, the sofer is makne the paper before he starts to write the get. Why before? As if it's going to be shaloi l'shma. Akumra. As if it's going to be shaloi l'shma. If at the time that he writes to get the piece of paper doesn't yet belong to the husband, so it's not acceptable to be megareish, so maybe the oksiv is considered shalol lishma. So we're machmer that the sofer is machmer the piece of paper to the husband before he starts to write. He may make a mistake, the sofer may make a mistake, and may have to throw out the first piece of paper. So he takes a whole pad of 20 pieces of paper, he gives a whole bag to the husband, and then he has also the pen with the bottle of ink, and he has everything. And he has the ruler that he makes lines on the piece of paper. So he gives him a whole bag and he says, pick up, be kind of the whole thing, just in case he makes a mistake on the first piece of paper. So the husband is kind of 20 pieces of paper, not going to make a mistake on all 20. He's gonna write one of the 20 is going to be correct. He's makna the whole bottle of ink and the whole pen. That's already a chumra to be makna the pen with the bottle of ink, makna everything. But then the sofer has to write a get for the next husband. There's only one get a year. Unfortunately, there's more than one get a year. So the husband, after the get is all over, has to be makna back the whole bag full of paper and writing material to the sofer, so he'll be able to be makna to the next husband the next time around. So that's the din of Sefer HaMakna as far as we're concerned. You have another aspect of the Sefer HaMakna, and it's similar to that, not identical, but a similar din. In the end of Baba Basra, there is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Kuf Samach Zayin Omer Aleph, the second half of the Mishnah is more famous. The top line of Kuf Samach Zayin on the base, the middle of the Mishnah, that's more famous. The Love can request of Sefer and Edim to write a shtar that I borrowed $1,000 from Ploini. write me such a shtar, even if he didn't borrow the money yet, even if he didn't even speak to the malva yet, you can still, he gives a das hamischayv, he says, I make a hedos baldin that I borrowed $1,000. Write a shtar that I already borrowed $1,000. They make so hedos baldin, so they write the shtar. It's not a problem. Kosev shtar leloyva, afal pi shein malva imay. And then when he'll borrow the money from the malva, then he'll give him the shtar. So there's such a similar din, that's how the Mishnah begins. Kosev get lish, afal pi shein ishta imay. You don't need das or isha. A shtar kiddushin has to be written lishma, and kiddushin you need das ha-bal and das ha-isha. So the Gemara says, not only does the bal have to authorize the writing of the shtar, the isha also has to be masking to the writing of the shtar. So the boy can't surprise the kala under the chuppah. Hare mekodesh is leave with a shtar. She has to authorize the writing of the shtar in advance. He can surprise her with a ring. He can say Hare mekodesh is leave with tabaza, but he can't surprise her with a shtar kiddushin. Shtar kiddushin has to be written midaita. She has to agree. But again, you don't need das alisha. Just like a shtar halva, you don't need das hamalva. All you need is das haloiva. The loiva is the das hamischayiv. The shtar halva testifies against the loiva. It's to the detriment of the loiva. So he's the das hamischayiv. Shtar kiddushin, you need das alisha and das alisha. But kos when get leish, afal pi shein ish deima, you don't need the wife's input in writing the get. The shoiver, when the husband pays the ksuba to the wife, so she gives him a receipt. This is that thing that my husband paid up the whole ksuba. So the shoiver, the shtar hapiroin, has to be authorized. The writing of the shoiver has to be authorized by the wife, because she's the das hamischayiv. A shoiver can be written leisha afal pishein by leima. And then the Mishnah says the habal noisein schar. Who has to pay the shoiver? Let's say the shoiver does this for a living. All day long he writes gittin for people and he's divorcing everybody. So who has to pay the sefer? So the Mishnah says the din is that the Baal has to pay the schar ha-sefer. Why? Because he's the das ha-mischayiv. He's the one who authorizes the writing of the shtar. So the Gemara says that's learned out from the pasuk. That's on kuf. That the Mishnah is kuf samach zayin amid aleph. So the Gemara is on kuf samach ches amid aleph. The Gemara says my taima ha-bal nais in schar ha-sefer. The Baal has to pay for the fee that the sefer takes. If the sefer doesn't charge any money, it's good. So let him not charge. But if he doesn't do it for nothing, if he charges money, the shad, who has to pay for the writing of the get? So the Mishnah says, the Baal, because my time, the Amakra, because of an Asan. The Gemara understands that's the din of the Das HaMeschayiv. Das HaMeschayiv, who authorizes the writing of the shtar, he has to pay. Freg the Gemara, Ashayla, Vahidna, Papizmanazed, Vahlai Abdin and Hachi. We don't do like that. The woman who's getting the get pays for the get. So the Gemara says, we employ the principle of hefker bezn hefker, and we declare shadyuha rabbanon aisha. We threw the responsibility shadyuha. Shadi means to throw. Min haTorah, the obligation to pay the fee of this sefer is mutal on the husband, and with the rabbanon they threw this obligation on the isha. Keeched delo lishaya. If you're going to tell the husband he has to pay for the get, so he may dilly-dally and he'll keep the wife in Aguna. Because Bismara Gemara, he can always marry himself another wife. He can go date someone else. He can, even if he doesn't want to support two wives at the same time, he won't give it a get until he's ready to marry the second wife. And she wants to date also. So in order to encourage the husband, if the wife wants to get the get as soon as possible, so the Gemara says, they made a takana, shadyu rabbana aisha. The rabbana said, let the woman pay for the writing of the get. But it's a din daraisa, learned that from a pasuk. Because of Manasseh, the Baal has to write. So the Rishonim explained that it's based on Hefker Bezen Hefker. It's considered as if there is no requirement that the husband has to pay for the get. If the sefer writes the get for nothing, it's also okay. So they don't have to declare that the money that the wife paid the sefer belongs to the husband. It's considered as if the husband paid the sefer. You just say the money the wife paid to the sefer is disregarded, as if it's Hefker, as if it came from Hefker. It didn't come from the wife. That's good enough. And this Gemara, that's the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the paper has to belong to the husband. That's the Gemara Chof from the base. Sefer HaMakna, the paper has to belong to the husband. So the Sefer is Makna, the paper. Our practice is the Sefer is Makna, the paper, in advance of the Ksivas HaGet, that it should be considered Ksiva L'shma. There's a hashash if he's only going to be makna the get to the husband after the writing of the get. Maybe the ksiva b'shas ma'isis can, maybe it lacks in the shema. How can you say the ksiva is the haskalas agerishin if the get the way it stands now couldn't be given? because the piece of paper doesn't belong to the husband. So that's the minig, that we're machmer for that. The sefer is machna all the paper in advance. So that's the gemara over here, sefer ha-machna. And then this is also a branch of that same din, that really, min ha-Torah, if the sefer is salary, the payment should be given by the baal because of an asan. He's the one who authorizes the sefer to write it. You need to see baal. He should be the one to pay. So the Rabbanon, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this gemara. The Rabbanon, they said, let the wife always pay, and it's considered hefka bezna hefka as if the wife didn't pay. Not that it's considered as if the husband paid, it's considered as if the wife didn't pay. The Vilna Gaon over there is not happy. And this is the first siman in Hilchas Gittin, the second siman. First siman in Hilchas Gittin is, what are the grounds for divorce? So the first siman discusses the Mishnah and the end of the Masechta. What are considered valid reasons that a couple should get divorced? So the Mishnah has a machlekes, b'sham and misilant, av tzarek amen aleph. B'shamai say you should only get divorced if matzabar dvar erva. And Basilil say, how can it be? Afil higdicha tavshila, even if she doesn't, she's not a good cook. Higdicha tavshila means either she burnt it, or higdicha tavshila means that it's too salty. She's not a good cook. Rabbi Kiva says, even if he fell in love with another woman, he doesn't think that his wife is that good looking anymore. He thinks that the other one is he thinks that some other woman is more beautiful than his own wife. So that's also grounds for divorce. So the first siman in Hilchas Gittin discusses the Mishnah of Tzadik HaMaral, what are grounds for divorce. The second siman gets down to business. The second siman says, how do you start the proceedings of a divorce? So it quotes the Gemara Chofam at Beis and Gittin. Then it quotes this Mishnah with this Gemara and Baba Basra and Kuf Samach Zayin HaMaral and Kuf Samach Ches HaMaral. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes those Rishonim and say, there's a takana de rabbanon, shadu rabbanon aisha, the woman always pays for the get bizman hazeh. And the Vilna Gaon is not happy. He thinks that the more correct pshat in the Gemara is the way the Rosh wrote in Hilchas Gittin and our Masechta, not the Rosh there. The way the Rosh wrote here in Hilchas Gittin, that if the woman pays is also good, but the din bizman hazeh should still be the husband supposed to pay for the get. In the event that the husband is amishugana, or is dilly-dallying, and the woman pays, and they made a takana de rabbanon, that's also acceptable, but not that's the way it should always be. So these are machlekes. The practice is like the mechabera, that the wife always pays for the get, and we rely on hefke bezna hefke.
Why is it enough for the money not to be that the din is the chasav and asa, and that has to be the baal that's doing the
tzedakah? Right. So in Shulchan Aruch they say if the sefer doesn't charge anything, if he writes for nothing, then there's no problem of the chasav and asa.
It's not only the baal that's doing; it's just that not the. How is that what the chasav and asa is teaching?
If he charges a fee, the Baal has to make Tzivir HaBaal. So if the request of him that he should write the get is enough, so the Baal did Tzivir HaBaal. But if the request is not enough, you got to pay him. So how can you say, and the wife pay, how can you say the sofer wrote the get on behalf of the Baal? The sofer writes the get on behalf of whoever pays him. So then if he's taking money and the wife paid for the get, so then you have to say Hefke Bez Nefke is considered as if the wife didn't pay.
So who gave the money?
So it was a matana.
Saying if someone else gave the money and it wasn't the Baal, then he sold the Baal, and
you'll
someone
have
else
a
is giving the money?
Yeah.
So isn't that what Hefker is in Hefker? Someone else is giving the money?
No, we say it's Hefker. No one else is giving the money. We say the money is Hefker. He's getting a matana. The Sofer is getting a matana. No one's paying for the guy.
It's a kind of namora, right?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. V'hoidna. V'hoidna means that bizman hazeh, the days of the Amoraim. Sounds like it's takana for Amoraim. But that's a machlekes, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Vilna Gaon, what was the takana? So the Shulchan Aruch presents it as a takana that the wife should always pay for the get bizman hazeh. In every case, whenever the sofer is charging money. So then in every case, the wife pays, and we always employ the principle of hefke bezna hefke. The Vilna Gaon thinks that more correct is the way the Russian Gittin took the Gemara and Baba Basra. In the event that the wife paid, so then we say hefke bezna hefke. Not that we always change the din deraisa.
My father says,
The woman pays.
The woman pays, sorry.
Yeah.
So that sounds like.
Right, so that's how most of the Rishonim assume the woman always pays. And the Vilna Gaon likes the Rosh's pshat that sometimes the woman pays. It doesn't mean literally the chulu, gitti, the many gitti. Mara says it can pass all the gitti, because the wife pays. So the simple reading of the Mara is that the wife always pays this man as that. If one gitti nafchav says the same as over there. And the Rosh learns, no, many get, many times the wife pays. So then we were learning what was this whole Daf Gemara. Starts from the last line, Man Haitana. Well, the rabbi here, two lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. There was a, let's go back. There's a Takana Drabbanan. We're learning Maseches Gid. Okay. So the opening Mishnah, the Mishnah records a Takana Drabbanan. When the Shliach Lailach is about to give the get to the Isha that he brought from Chutz Lawrence, he has to testify, he has to give a Haggadah to say this, Bipnei Bezen, Shal Shloisha, he has to say, Bifanenech, what is that all about? So there was a machlekes, that's the opening Gemara, based on the top machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi. So Rabbi says, it's a Kiyum Ashtar, we want to make a Kiyum Ashtar. Sure. Has nothing to do with Lishma, no issue of Lishma, just plain old Kiyum Ashtar. And Rabbi says, no. First the Gemara thought the Rabbi and Rabbi disagree totally with each other, then the Gemara is going to back out, and the Gemara is going to say, everybody agrees with Rabbi that there's an issue of Kiyum Ashtar. The only machlekes is, are you concerned about Lishma? So Rabbi claims that that was also a concern. Part of the motivation for the Takana requiring of Faranechtam because of the concern that maybe it wasn't written Lishma because Bnei Chutzah not became Lishma. And Rabbi disagrees. He says that was never a concern. So the Gemara is now asking, according to Rabbi, we have no problems now. We had a couple of problems and we answered all the questions. So according to Rabbi, is Nicha. According to Rabbo, that there's a concern, Lishmo, and then the Gemara said the whole concern of Lishmo is a miyuta, the miyuta. Even Ameh is lachayish la miyuta, the miyuta. So the machlek is Rabbi and Rabbo over here is, are they concerned because of a farfetch chashash of a miyuta, the miyuta, of Bnei Chutz Lawrence, and may possibly write again, Shalom Lishmo. So Rabbi is concerned. Rabbi says, what are you concerned about? I feel the Rabbi Meir lachayish la miyuta, the miyuta. It does make sense to introduce Nuchumris Mandirabbana, but again, leave it alone. So the Gemara had a kashin that Ule Rabbi the Yoma, two lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. According to Rava, we worked everything out. We had our explanations on the mission. According to Rabbi, we have the following question. You're telling me that Bifanenechta was because of Lishma. So the Gemara says, there ain't no such shita that you need Ksiva and Chasima Lishma. According to Rabbi Meir, all you need is Chasima Lishma, because Eidi Chasimikas. According to Rabbi Loza, all you need is Ksiva Lishma. There is no such shita. So how do you read the Mishnah that you need Ksiva and Chasim al-Lishma? So the Gemara presents the Kashan, Gimel and Beis. Comes Dalai Lama and the Gemara has two answers. So one answer was, even though Rav Loza says you don't need, on the third line, Li'olam Rav Loza hi, Chila boy Rav Loza, Chasim, Rav Loza doesn't require Chasim. If you have Eidi Mesirah Karsi, you don't need Eidi Chasim. But if you have Eidi Chasim and they sign Shalom al-Lishma, then it's Mizuv Mitech and it's possible. So we had big problems on that line in the Gemara. Tosis had problems, all the Rishonim had problems. What do you mean? If you're going to, the Edom are going to sign Shalom, the Shema is going to be possible. It's impossible for the Edom to sign the Shema. They always sign Shalom, the Shema. According to Rabbi Lozar, what does the Shema mean? The Shema doesn't just mean Kavanah. The Shema means that this is going to lead up to the Gerish. This is the Haskolas HaGerish. So according to Rabbi Lozar, that you don't really need Eidi Chasima to accomplish Gerishin. All you need is Ksivas HaGet, the 12 lines in Eidi Mesirah. So how is it Shaykh that the Eidim should sign Lishma? It's always going to be Shalom Lishma. It's a Pela on the Gemara. What's going on? What kind of a Din Mezif Mitoch? Pela Diki Gemara. So the Gemara, the first answer the Gemara gives is Mezif Mitoch. The Tosis is matchik, the whole, what's the reason for Mizuyif Mitoch? We have Mizuyif Mitoch later. The Gemara says, just like, you know, Rav Loza passes Mizuyif Mitoch over there, Maidu Rav Loza Mizuyif Mitoch, Achanami, Maidu Rav Loza Mizuyif Mitoch, where's the original din of Mizuyif Mitoch? If you have Eidim Chasumim Alaget, if you have Goyim signed, that's on Testament base, commenting on the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah Kol Ashtar Soilim Bar Koel Shal Nochrim Sherim Chutz Migitei Noshim. The Mishnah is on Yudam in base. Kol Ashtar Soilim Bar Koel Shal Nochrim Apo Pishol Chesbein Vav Kham Kshem Chutz Migitei Noshim Shechuri Abor. So Gemara says that there's a din of Mizuyach Mitoch. If you have Nochrim who are postulators, if Nochrim sign on the get, so that even though you give the get in the presence of Eidim Mesirah, that's called Mezuyif Mitochai, and it's possible. That's how the Mishnah continues on Yudam and Beis. Rav Shimon Oima Af Eluk Sherim, even a get Isha, that was signed by Nachrim in the Arkoyah Shal Nachrim will also be kosher. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, the Gemara has on Yudam and Beis, four lines from the bottom. Omer Abzera, how is it good? Yard Reb Shimon l'shitasu sh'Rab Loza. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah here on Yudam and Beis holds like Rab Loza that ain't him a Sira Karsi. And he doesn't hold from Mizuif Mitoichon. The get, the 12 lines in the get were written by a Jew, Lishma. The two signatures on the bottom are Nochrim. So Rab Loza holds that that's Mizuif Mitoichon, that's no good. And Reb Shimon holds like Rab Loza, but he doesn't hold from Mizuif Mitoichon. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? He doesn't believe in Mizuif Mitoichon, but everybody knows about that. So the Gemara makes a suggestion, maybe even Reb Shimon also subscribes to the Din of Mizuif Mitoichon, but he only argues by Shemus Mufokim. That's on the top line on Yud Aleph and Mud Aleph. What's the whole reason for Mizuif Mitoichon? Dilma Asil Mis Machalayu. Maybe you'll rely on these Eide Chasima, and they're psulim leides. Maybe you'll use them as the Eide Mesira, but if the names of the people he signs, George Washington, he signs Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln didn't sign the Declaration of Independence. Whoever signed it, John Adams, whoever signed it, he's going to sign a name. Everybody sees it as Hagoy. So everybody will know you can't rely. Abraham is a Jewish name. Abraham is a Jewish name. George Washington, Shemus Mufakim. Today George is not a Shemus Mufakim either. Christopher, I don't know. Whatever. Gemara gives different examples of Shemus Mufakim on the top of Yud Aleph now. So Gemara says the whole din of Mizuif Mitoichon is only Akzera de Rabbanan. Maybe you'll use Eide Chasim as Eide Mesira. Sure. So that's the Gemara. So Tosis asks Akasha, what can be the concern over here? Tosis Dalad and Aleph, the second Tosis, Moder Rav Loza b'Mizuif Mitoichon, asks, what can be the concern if the Eidim sign the get Shelo L'Shmo? What's the concern? You may give the get in the presence of these two Eidim. They're Kashal Eidim. What's wrong? They're Kashal Eidim. They sign Shelo L'Shmo, so that's Mizuif Mitoichon. What's the Hashash over here? So Tosis breaks the head, and they come up with a very Deichik Dike answer. That we are choishesh if you'll allow chasimus eidim shelo l'shmo, maybe the eshleima ikalameima ikalamigza chasim in the last four lines ikalamigza chasim ot uksiva the main is chasim l'shmo gazvin and pen lo yichtevu agam aksiva l'shmo shver. So the rishonim say it's a doichik answer what Tosis said, but that's what Tosis said. Just like the Gemara said on the top of Yudam and Aleph the Feirish that mizuif mitoichon is only mid the rabbanon, so Tosis says this mizuif mitoichon is also only mid the rabbanon. This was the kasha that the Rishonim asked against the Rav Haigoin. The Rif on the Pevov quoted from the Rav Haigoin. He always quotes the Goin. He doesn't say who, but that's assumed to be Rav Haigoin. Rav Haigoin says if the Baal divorces his wife, the Rif is on the Mem Chesem and Al Chazina Legoin Do Amar. If you have a get that's only signed by one aid, and the get is given over in the presence of two aid in the Sira, so even though the din is aid in the Sira Karsi. So he says, no, since one aid signed, that's Mizuif Mitoichon, and the Vlad is a Mamzer, because it's the Mizuif Mitoichon is a Psul Derais. So that's what the Rashbo asks. And the Rif just says it's a mistake. He doesn't agree with the Goyen, but he's quoting it because he doesn't want to pressure everybody to follow his Psak. He's writing a Sefer Halacha, so he feels compelled to quote the Goyen, but he disagrees with the Goyen. The Rambam also quotes this Goyen, that if he signed it, because the Rif quotes it, so the Rambam quotes it also. Whenever you want to learn a Rambam, so you always have to look in the Rif. The Rambam is usually basing everything on the Rif. So the Rambam copies this Goyen Shebarif. Just like the Rif quotes it, then he disagrees. So the Rambam quotes it, he disagrees. So the Goyen Shebarif says Mizuif Mitoichon is absurd deraisa. So we mentioned the Rashbo asks, how can it be? It's against the Mefarish Gemara, Daf Yudam and Aleph, the Mizuif Mitoichon is only absurd derabbanan. So the Rashbo answered, if a Nochri signs a shtar, then the Nochri, the Gemara in Yudam and Aleph is talking that Chosmei HaMakum, Nochri signed. So Nochri, who signs, is out of the ballpark in Gansan. And Nochri doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. You don't even say Nemtzech Mehem Karv Apostle if one of the Eidim is a Nochri. So that can't be called Mizuif Mitoichon. The Nochri's Chasim is like a Tiyuta B'Alma. It's like someone just filled in empty space with drawing designs. Just filling in space. That's garnish min garnish. But if an Eid Echot signs, an Eid Echot, if you would have had two Eidim Kshirim, it would have been kosher Eid Chasima. So if you have one Eid, so that's insufficient. So that's what the garnish min holds, that's worse. That's a Mizuif Mitoichon, that's a Psul Derais. So you see that there were Goyim who are of the opinion that Some of the Mezuif Meterchas are beferish only the Rabbanan. That's the Gemara. That the whole Mezuif Meterchav Chasmeim of the Kochavim is only the Rabbanan. And the Gaon Shebrev holds that some Mezuif Meterchas are their Isis. So that's what over here on this Gemara, on Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosis works very hard. Tosis gives his Doichik answer on the Mezuif Meterchav by the Adam signing Shalom the Shema. The Gemara says, even Rab Lazar. Rab Lazar holds you don't need Eidei Chasima, but if you have Eidei Chasima and you sign Shalom the Shema, so that's Mezuif Meterchav, that passes. So Tosfos assumes that all Mezuif Meterchav is only with the Rabbanan. There's no such thing as Mezuif Meterchav that's Menater. So they're breaking their head. What's over here? What the Chashash Dilma Osel Mismach Alayu? So what's wrong? They're kosher Eidim. They signed Shalom the Shema, so what? You can't sign Lishma. It's impossible to make Lishma. What does it help? They're going to think Lishma. It's not Chal. It's meaningless. And they say, no, it's Hagzera the Rabbanan. Maybe you'll make a mistake, maybe you're right to get Shalom Lishma also, which is a very big doichik. So that's why Rav Baruch Be'er, some of the Talmidim of Rav Baruch Be'er wrote over his shiur in an easier style than Rav Baruch Be'er's own style. Rav Baruch Be'er's own writing up of his shiurim is very difficult to read in the Birch HaShmo. So in another collection of shiurim, so he says on this Gemara, he sees that there are three opinions how to read this Gemara, a Mezuif Meterchav. So he says, Tosis is beferish that it's only Midi Rabbanan. They gave a reason for Gzeir, and the Rishonim say that it's a Doichik. He says, you look in the Rashba, you get the impression that the Rashba meant to say that it's a Psul Deraisa. Why? So the Rashba says like this. We learned in Mishnah Lamed Aleph on the days when the Mishnah was giving a series of Takanis Mishnei Tikkun Ha'olam, Beninis and Ziburis and Shavuos and all kinds of takonis. They start off with takonis in the area of Gittin, and then they talk about Prusbol and they talk about everything under the sun. Many different takonis derabbanan over here. So one of the takonis derabbanan talking has to do with the get Yehu Haidim Chos Memala Get Mimpnei Tikkun Ha'olam. That's in the middle of the Mishnah on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, why? That's a takonis derabbanan. The Gemara asks on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Isn't that a din deraisa? You need Eidei Chasima. The Gemara says, according to Rab Meir, who holds Eidei Chasima Karsi, it's a din deraisa. The Mishnah goes, according to Rab Lozer, that Eidei Mesira Karsi, the Eidei Chasima are not needed. So really, you can give the husband can give his wife a get with only Eidei Mesira, and the get will be 100% kosher. But they made a takana de Rabbanon. It makes sense that you should always insist on having Eidei Chasima, because in the event that the Eidei Mesira will die, Dilma Maisi Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesira, they may die. So the Eidei Mesira may move away to Medina Sayyam. So how is the woman going to be able to prove that she was divorced? It's best to have a shtar raya. So our practice, Bizman, is that we take back the get and we give her a p'tur. That's a shtar maisa bezin. Bezin authorizes the writing of the p'tur. Bizman HaGemar, they didn't have that kunz yet. Over the centuries, we worked out a lot of kunz, and we instituted Mechiras Chometz, we instituted a Hetem Mechira Fishnas HaShmita. We solved all the world's problems. Make a siyum on Erev Pesach, so nobody has to fast. So we did a lot of, we solved a lot of problems. We invented shavers, so people can shave off their beards without violating any isur. So we did away with all the mitzvahs HaTorah by, we have Shabbos clocks. We have resolved all the problems. So in the days of the Gemara, they didn't yet have this einfall. Let the bezin give the woman a tour. So they had a different einfall. They said, let the Eidim sign on the get. So the get will serve as a shtar rai. According to Rav Lazar, if you have Eidim Mesira, then the get only has 12 lines, and it's only a shtar kinyan. But if you add another two lines on the bottom, you have the Eidim who signed, that makes it not only are the 12 lines of shtar kinyan, it's given in the presence of the two Eidim, but the two lines on the bottom make it into a shtar raya as well. So the Rashba says, so the chasimas on the bottom have a shaychus with the text of the 12 lines above. B'torah shtar raya. B'torah shtar kinyan is absolutely meaningless. B'torah shtar kinyan is the 12 lines with the Eidim asir. But b'torah shtar raya, it is meaningful. The two Eidim sign on the bottom. So it is, has a shaychus. So since there is a din, according to Rav Lozer, that the ksivikas of law, the ksivis aget has to be lishma. What constitutes ksivis aget? The 12 lines. So since the two signatures on the bottom, Rav Lozer holds you don't need signatures on the bottom, but once you have signatures, so they are mitzaref to the get on top. They do relate to the get on top. Now the 12 lines not only serve as a shtakinya, serves as a shtarai. So since the two chasim is on the bottom arm, it's tarik to the top. It's not something like a design on the side. That's not like an envelope that's put together. No. It has a shaykhaz al pi din. You read it together, now it serves not only as a shtar kin, it serves as a shtar rai. And the din requires ksivis aget lishma. So therefore, the requirement of a kasav lo lishma even applies to the chasimas on the bottom because they are an extension of the get. The Rashba writes this, he doesn't say menatar, doesn't say medirabbanu. He doesn't say what it is. So Rabbi Baron is shiurim, the way the Talmidim write over, Baruch Beth had the impression that the Rashba meant Minatur. The Rashba is the one who attacked the Goyen Shebariyah from Daf Pevav. How can he say that a get that's only signed by Eid Echad is Mizuyif Mitoch Apsul Deraisa? It's against the Gemara on top of Yehuda Medalla, for the Gemara said Beferish Mizuyif Mitoch is only the Rabbanon. So the Rashba gave the answer and the Goyen Shebariyah, but he didn't hold like that answer. The Goyen holds Chosmei Makam is only Apsul Derabbanon, because when a Nochri signs his Tiyut to be Amma, but if a Jew signs, a Kosher La'edah signs, and it's nitfas as Eidus, and he's only Eid Echot, so that's a Mizuyif Mitocha, that's a Psul Derais. But the Rashba is sort of making fun of that. He doesn't know, he holds like the Riv. He holds that's not a Mizuyif Mitocha Menatervis. But here the Rashba never says explicitly that this is the Rabbana. So Baruch Be'er had the impression that the Rashba meant that this is a Psul Derais. That this would constitute a Psul Derais. That's the explanation that he gives. Since the Eidi Chasim on the bottom, Amit Starfim to the top. So it's an extension of the text of the get, not a zayt gezach. So since the din requires that the 12 lines of the get niksiv lishma, so even the two signatures that's a hemshech, it's an extension of the get, also niksiv lishma. The truth of the matter is that not all the 12 lines of the get niksiv lishma. The Mishnah says later, you have different parts to the get. Part of the get is the tofis, part of the get is the torif. The ikar part of the get, that's lihikuva, that's called the torif. So the only part of the get that really needs ksiva lishma is the torif. The tofes, well, you have extra lishainus over there, that the get would be kosher even without it, so that doesn't need ksiva lishma.
Isn't that
kind of
the
makom
shonim? I think in that, because I use it as a word, about what, when we say the line of the Gemara, they only need one line of the lishma. So
Some rishonim say just means you just need the Torah for the Shema. Others say no, you just need the first line, also the first line of the Shema. That means you just do all this. I don't know. The Mishnah has a machlekes hatanoim whether the Rabbanon we are goyzer toifis or to Torah. The Mishnah assumes that you only need ksiva the Shema on the Torah, and the toifis can be written in advance. And the Sofer will just fill in the Torah when the husband wants to get divorced. The Sofer will fill in the Torah lishma. So half of the Tanaim say we make exer tofes out to Torah. And the Rabbanon, you even need ksivas at tofes lishma, because you may make a mistake and even write the Torah shalom lishma. In a Torah, you don't need a tofes lishma. But what you say is correct. What you say is correct. You don't need all 12 lines of the get have to be written lishma, only the Torah. But the reason why you don't need all the 12 lines is because when you write the Torah for lishma, it's considered as if everything had been written lishma. Everything blends in to be one big paragraph. So the writing of the Tefis, the writing of the Torah is the Iker get. The writing of the Torah for lishma accomplishes that it's considered as if the entire text of the get had been written lishma. But you can't say that by the Chasimas. The Chasimas add an added dimension that wasn't there before. You just have the 12 lines. You don't have 80 Chasimas. It's only going to be able to serve as a Shtar Kinyan. If you have 280 Chasimas at the bottom, that adds something new that wasn't there before, that now it can serve as a Shtar Rite. So the Rashba sounds like he says that that needs Ksiva Lishma Min HaTorah. If you wouldn't have the 80 Chasimas, it would have been good, according to Rablos, 80 Mesirikars. But if you have 80 Chasimas, then it'll be a psul deraisa. That's what it sounds like Rabbi Baruch said. It sounds a little in the Rashba, that'll be a psul deraisa, mizuif mitoch. What does it mean? It doesn't mean mizuif mitoch. Mizuif mitoch means if goyim sign. The Gemara uses the lashon mizuif mitoch. Mizuif mitoch is only midirabbanon. The Rashba holds it's always midirabbanon. But here it's not really. The Gemara calls it mizuif mitoch. The Gemara meant to say that sometimes if you have something that's no good, it's worse than if you would have not have anything at all. If you wouldn't have any Eidi Hasim at all, would have been kosher, but if you have Goyim signed on the bottom, it makes it worse. So the Gemara just uses an expression, Mizuyif Mitocha, to apply here too. If he wouldn't have had Eidi Hasim at all, the get would have been good. He wrote the 12 lines of Shema, would have been good. But if he has two signatures on the bottom, and the signatures are signed Shalom Shema, if you have something added, and it wasn't done properly, that's worse than if you wouldn't have had it at all. So the Gemara just uses that expression, Mezuif Mentoichai, to convey that idea that if you did it improperly, it's worse than not having it at all. But it's not that the Psula Mezuif Mentoichai, which the Rashba holds, is always on Midrabbanan. No, the Rashba here sounds like he means it's Minat Torah, because the din is that the get has to be written Lishma. And the whole get has to be written Lishma. Either halacha is only the Torah has to be written Lishma, the Teufis doesn't have to be written Lishma. So he says it doesn't mean part of the get doesn't have to be written Lishma. By writing the Torah Lishma is considered as if the whole text of the get had been written Lishma. But that can't carry over to the Chasimas, because the Chasimas don't just add on Yipui Hasignon Bialma. No, the Chasimas make it into a new dimension of a shtar. It adds to it a dimension of serving as a shtar raya, not only as a shtar kinyan. So that's going to have Chasimas Lishma. Why? Because it is a Hemshech of the get. And Ksivas Aget, the Rab Loza requires Ksiva Lishma. So that's why if you don't have Chasimas, it's good the way it is. Give it Bifnei Eid Masir. But if you have Chasimas, the Chasimas have to be signed Lishma, because the Chasimas are an extension of the get. That's what it sounds like in the Rashba. The Vilna Goyen, the Rav Baruch Ber, when he gave the shir, he said there are three shittas. So he said the first shita is Taisvis. Taisvis says that Mezuif Metoich is a psul de Rabbanon. They give the Doichik, what the Rishonim call a Doichik explanation. Gzera de Rabbanon. Mezuif Metoich is always a Gzera de Rabbanon Shemo. Shemo what? Well, what can go wrong over here? So Taisvis gives B'doichik on the last four lines. If you'll allow Chasim or Shalom Lishmo, you may make a mistake and think that even Ksiv or Shalom Lishmo is good.
Isn't that the case in Gemara before? In Gemara says, Rav Meir, you don't say that. Only by Mechubin do you say your praises. Ksiv or Hatu for Ksiv. Taisus explains to Gemara. Gemara says that by Rav Meir, you never make a Gzeira of Lishmo, right? Since you need a similar sword, you need a similar sword. It's two different things. But who are you worried?
Yeah.
You hear this far in Taisus Pakeh from the Homa Halacha Gemara, that you're making Zera backwards. But you see, it's making the same kind of.
Okay. I don't know. How do you distinguish psychologically between the case of Rav Meir and the case of Rav Loza? I don't know. That's what the Rishonim say, that Taisus Biur and the Gemara is a Deichet.
How do you say what the Rashba says? Rabbi's saying that it's only Mitzari for the Torah's Shtaraya.
Torah's Raya. And
Shtaraya
doesn't need the Shema, right? All the Shema is only on a get.
So you could say it's Mitzari, but it's still only Mitzari for the Torah's Shtaraya. So
okay.
You still don't need it to be
the
Shema.
So that's why the Vilna Gaon disagrees with the Rashba. Everybody disagrees with Taisa. They're not happy. They consider this a doichik. Because Taisa said, I'm Gimel and Beis, that within Rab Meir, they must, you don't make exer. So why should all of a sudden be exer within Rab Loza? So that the Taisa is problematic. The Rashba is also problematic. The Chasimas, I'm at Star Petaris Raya, not Petaris Get. Petaris Raya. So why should you say it's an extension of the Get? And since the Get needs Ksiv Lishma, that's why the Chasimas needs Lishma. So the Vilna Goyen in Kuf Lamed Aleph, that's where Rav Baruch Ber referred to. The Vilna Goyen is in Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Kotten Zayin and Ches writes, the real answer was the second answer in the Gemara. The Ravashi says, Hamani Rav Yudah, that the Mishnah goes like Rav Yudah, and Rav Yudah requires Ksiv Lishma and Chasim Lishma. And the first answer is a very shver answer. And he says, it's only Alib the Rabbah. Well, the Rabbah, the whole question, why did the Gemara come up with this Chiddush of Mezuif Mitoicha? The whole discussion started from the last two lines on Gimel Amud Aleph. Well, the Rabbah, the Amal Levishen, became Lishma. According to Rabbah, we have a problem. According to Rabbah, there's no problem. Just say that the Bifana Nechtav is a form of Kiyam Ashtar. And the reason why you need Bifana, so Kiyam Ashtar should only be Bifana Nechtam. So the Fana Nechtav is Kehech Dololech Lufi Bikim Shtar is the Yalm of the Eid Echad. The Gemara explained on Gimel Amenal. So according to Rav, this whole Gemara can be crossed out. The whole discussion only is according to Rabbah. And the best answer is the second answer. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that it's, the truth of the matter is that it's not correct. That there is no such thing. It should even be Koshem at the Rabbah. If the Chasimas were signed, if you were passing like Rav Lozner, so if the Chasimas were signed, Shalom Lishma should really be Koshem, even with the Rabbah. It doesn't make sense what the Rashba said on the level of the Rais. It doesn't make sense that it should be Midi Rabbanan, no good. The whole thing is a pillar. And then he adds on, Afilim Timtzi Loim, according to Rabbah, according to the first suggestion in the Gemara, that it's a psul, Mezuif Metoicha is a psul. He says, The worst it could be is a psul de rabbana can't be. There's no way in the world to say that it's a psul de raisa, like the Gon Shebarif, like our Baruch Pe said within the Rashba. He says there's no way to say that it's a psul de raisa. How does he know? Because the Gemara said, and daf yudam et aleph, if Nochrim signed the get, it's a mezuyah mitoichai. And it's only a psul de rabbanan because of gzera del masel mismach alayu lemimserinu bifnei de chasime. He may use de chasime as de mesira, and that's why in the top line on Yudim and Aleph there was a machlekes hatanoim. That's how the Gemara suggests a machlekes hatanoim. What if it's shemis mufakim? What if it's a dead giveaway that they're nochrim? It's obvious that they're not Jewish, so that maybe there's no chashash in such a situation. No chashash del masel mismach alayu. So that case would be a machlek. So the Vilna Gaon asked Akasha, but the Gemara says on Daf Chav Gimel that whenever a Nochri does something, it's always Adaita the Nafshi Kovit. The Nochri never does Lishma. A Nochri can't make tzitzis, a Nochri can't make tefillin, a Nochri can't make a get. Whatever he does is considered Shalom Lishma. You have to understand what that means also, but that's what it says in the Gemara. Adaita the Nafshi Kovit. So he says when the Nochri signs the get, so not only is a Nochri Pasel Eidus, the Nochri is by definition signing Shalom Lishma. So how can anybody in his right mind say that if they get to sign Shalom Lishma, it's a psul deraisa effect akasha? The Gemara said beferish when the Nochrim sign, it's only a psul derabbanan because of exeris. They should say it's always signed Shalom Lishma. So how do we answer that? Huh? So we answer that Goy is not an aid. And Gansanov, and what if a monkey will sign? We said if you have Nimtzach and Mem Karba
Pasul. The Rashba himself said this chilek.
The Rashba himself said that chilek. You're right. The Rashba said, right. So the Rashba is safe. The Rashba and Ardaf sounds like he holds that Mizuif Mitoch or Baruch Ber understood in the Rashba. That's what the Taka sounds like in the Rashba. That Mizuif Mitoch by Shalom Lishma is a psul deraisa. Either Rashba himself says that Mizuif Mitoch is only the Rabbana. So we explain, no, but over here the Rashba says it doesn't mean Mizuif Mitoch. Over here he means that you need Ksiva Lishma. So the Rashba himself explained that why, when he was Farem, when he was defending the Goyen Shebarif, how can the Goyen Shebarif hold that an Eid Echad signed and a get makes a Mizuif Mitoch men Atar? The Gemara said, Befeish Chasmei Makum is only Mizuif Mitoch men the Rabbana. So the Rashba distinguished between the two. So that's how we can defend the Rashba. When the Nochrim signed, it's not the psul of Shalom Lishma. It's considered as if no one signs. This it's only to you to be Alma. That was the Lashon Rashba. Maybe the Rashba said that expression, he formulated that within the Goyen Shebarif, but could be that he needs to come onto that explanation also to explain why this Mizuif Mitoch is deraisa by Shalom Lishma. And when the Nochri signs also Shalom Lishma, let it be Mizuif Mitoch Menatar. So the answer is the Rashba also has to come onto that explanation. He only said it to defend the Goyen Shebarif, but he probably needs it as well. So the Vilna Gaon's kasha against the Rashba can be answered. But it's interesting, the Vilna Gaon goes one step further. That's one biragra. There are two, Sivkot and Zayin and Sivkot and Ches. So if Kot and Zayin, he's gunning out, he doesn't like the whole Gemara. He says the whole Gemara was only Aliba de Rabba, Aliba de Rava, there was never any question in the first place. And even Aliba de Rabba, it was only the first answer, and the second answer is better than the first answer. So he says he would want to say that there is no psul of maybe it's even kosher with the Rabbanan. Not only is it not possible in Atar, maybe it's not even possible with the Rabbanan, because in Teisa Kasha, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. That you should say, Mizuif Mitocha, the Eidim signed Shalom Lishma. We ask the question, they can't sign Lishma. Stand on your head, you can't sign Lishma. Lishma means it's going to lead up to the Gerushin. It can't. If you hold like Rav Loza, it's always going to be Shalom Lishma. How can you ever sign Lishma? So the Vilna Gaon is noita, in the first of Kotten, is noita to say, to do away with the whole first answer. He said, the Iker is Rav Ashi's answer. Amani Rav Yudhi. Then he writes the next Sivkotten. He writes a very fascinating comment. He writes as follows. You have to have the background for this. There is a famous dispute. We touched on it a little bit. And Dalad Amar Aleph, the Tosfos Dibur Maschil, the Kaimalon Halacha Rav Loza Begid. So Tosfos is mechulak with the Rif. The Rif on Daf Pei Vav develops a position, and Tosfos is attacking the Rif. They don't mention him by name, but that's the one that they're attacking. The Rif was before the Balei Tosfos. So Tosfos writes in the middle of the Tosfos, the Kaimalon Halacha Rav Loza Begid. You must always be careful to have Eidim Mesira. The Inu Karsi. We pass on like Rab Lazer. Eidim Mesira Karsi. Dilek Eidim Mesira. Eidim Mugureshes. Avagabdike Eidich Hasima. The get is no good. Velamahani Eidich Hasima Elo. Eidich Hasima only accomplished that it should serve as a raya. But if you have Eidich Hasima, it doesn't help for anything that she should become a Gureshes. You still have to have Eidim Mesira. The din is Eidim Mesira Karsi. There are no two ways about it. That's what Taisa says. They're disagreeing with the Rif. The Rif is of the opinion that according to Rab Lazar, it's either or. Either if you have Eidim Mesira, you don't need Eidich Hasima. That's what he said in the Mishnah Pei Vav and Aleph. Without Eidich Hasima, but you have Eidim Mesira is good. Or the Rif says, according to Rab Lazar, if you have Eidich Hasima, then you don't need Eidim Mesira. So Taisa attacks the Rif and they bring Rayas. The Rabbein Ephraim also, Rabbein Ephraim is known as Talmid Shel HaRif. They say in the history books, they say he wasn't the Talmud of the Rif, but he wrote the Chibur on the Rif. Okay. And the Baal HaMor attacks the Rif also. The Baal HaMor quotes the Rabbein Ephraim. The Baal HaMor and the Ravid, Baal HaMor and the Ravid learn B'Chavrusa. So the Baal HaMor, here's the Ravid, is on the bottom of the page Memvov. Baal HaMor is on page Memvov. Rabbeinu Ephraim refers to the Rif as Moran. What the Rif said is not correct. So the Baal HaMor attacks, Rabbeinu Ephraim attacks, and the Ravid attacks, and the Tosfos attacks, they're all attacking the Rif. And the Ramban comes to defend. So the Ramban, when he defends the Rif from the attacks of the Baal HaMor, so he writes it in the Chibur that's called Mechemes Hashem. When he defends the Rif from the Hasogas of the Ravid, so that's called the Sefer HaZechus, to be Mezaka the Rif. And he repeats the same thing here in the Melchamis and the Sefer Eschus. They both have the same tainus against the Rif. It's the same. This the old machlekes Tosfos. Tosfos the Baal HaMor and the Ravid with the Rabbein Ephraim. They're all together, and the Ramban is defending the Rif. So the Ramban is going to prove that the Rif is right from our Gemara. You take a look in my edition. It's Mem Vav and Aleph. You have a Machamas there, so you have narrow lines, and then the lines become wide. So in the last narrow line, in the Melchemes, on Menvov and Men Aleph, he quotes our Gemara. The last two narrow lines. Hayna de makshino ne mefarkino ve perikam, and that's where the Gemara asked the Kashin, gave an answer in the beginning of the Mesif, the Rav Lezer Chasim ala boy. Who is man haitan? Who's the one who needs tzibur lishma v'chasim lishma? There is no sashita. Umaskinon. Gemara finally comes to the answer, the final conclusion. Kilo boy rab leza chasim lishma hechad alek eidim klal. If you have no eidim chasim at all, it's fine. You can live with eidim misira. Aba hechad diike eidim. But if the eidim chasim did sign, then they have to sign the shma, because Rababa said mila moed rab leza b'mizuif mitoichoy. If you have psuli eidim signing, that's worse than having no Eidim sign at all. So who had dinami? If you have Eidim signed, but they're going to sign Shalom Lishmo, so that's Mizuyif Mitoichan. So the Ramban says from this Gemara that we just learned that there's a psul of Mizuyif Mitoichan with the Eidim sign Shalom Lishmo is beferish like the Rif. How is it beferish like the Rif? So it's the way we explained. Le'olam, the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. How can you say that Eidi Hasim have to sign the Shema? It's impossible to sign the Shema. The Shema doesn't just mean Kavanah. The Shema means that this is the Haskolah Sagerishin. If according to Rab Lazer, Eidim is Sira Karasi, so the Hasim is never going to be Lishma. They can have in Zin, they can have in mind from today till next year. It's never going to be Lishma. That was what Tosis was bothered with, and they had to come up with their Shvera Teretz. So the Ramban says, well, once you hold like the Rif, then the Kashas are up. If you would hold like Reb Meir, what would the din be? If you hold like Reb Meir, the Eidi Chasima Karsi. So which part of the get has to be written Lishma? So the Gemara says, according to Reb Meir, a shtar consists of only the two lines of the signatures. The rest is just the hechetim to be alma to know what they're being made on. So the din of Ksiba Lishma, the din of Chok Teuches, whatever din of the Ran Hilchas Ksiba don't apply to the 12 lines, it only applies to the bottom two lines. If you all like Reb Meir, of course the Chasima has to be Lushma. The Chasima is the Shtar. and that and that's going to create the gerushin. So that has that's the haskalas agerushin. If you hold like Rav Lazar, then the 12 lines have to be written Shema because you don't need chasim. But if you say Rav Lazar holds, if you say like the Rif and the Afpevav, the Rav Lazar has two kinds of a get. You can either have a get 12 lines with Eidim Mesira, or you can have a get with 14 lines without Eidim Mesira. So then Rav Lazar is saying the same as Rav Meir in that case. He's saying either Eidim Chasim Karsi or Eidim Mesira Karsi. So, and Rav Meir holds Eidim Chasim Karsi. The whole shtar consists of the two chasimas on the bottom. So then you need the chasimah shabbi lishma. So now we understand the Gemara. The Gemara says it is possible to have Eidim Chasimah lishma. If you'll have Eidim Chasimah signing the get, then you won't have Eidim Mesira. So then Rav Lazar holds like Rav Meir that the Eidim Chasimah have to sign the Shema. So even so, that's Minat Torah. So then the Eidim Chasimah have to sign the Shema Minat Torah. So even if you will have Eidim Mesira, and you didn't really need Dalmehach, you didn't really need the Eidim Chasimah, and the Eidim Chasimah signed Shelo the Shema, forget about it. Dalmehach the Eidim Chasimah. So then the Gemara slaps on a Psula Mizuyif Mitoichai. So the Ramban says, but at least we understand. Ramban holds that the Mizuyif Mitoichai is only with the Rabbanan, but it says at least we understand what they're talking about. Mizuyif Mitoichai, it's possible to sign Lishma in the event that you're going to rely on Eidim Chasimah without Eidim Mesira. Then Rav Lazar holds like Rav Meir in that case. Then the Eidim Chasimah have to sign Lishma. That's what the Ramban writes. He says, Umaskina on the last narrow line in the Ramban on page Mevav, on the Menalev. Umaskina, the Gemara comes to the Maskana, to the conclusion, Ki Lavoi Rav Lazar, Chasim Lishma, Echad Alak Eidim Klal. Echad Ik Eidim, Boi Dom Rababim Zuyim Mitoch, Echanami, Shask Zivasa Nifsal. If the Eidim Chasimah signs Shalom Lishma, it's a Psul Mizuyif Mitoch, Chashinam Dom Masla B'loi Eidim Mesira. If you would have given over, if you give over the get, without Eidim Mesira, then you're going to be lying Eidim Chasimah. Then Eidim Chasimah Nami Karsi. The Rif holds according to Rav Lazar. Either Eidim Chasimah Karsi, Eidim Mesira Karsi. The Chasimah Zud, he Shalom Lishma, Eino Kareses. In the event that you're relying on the Eidim Chasimah without Eidim Mesira, then the Eidim Chasimah have to sign Lishma. That's what the Ramban holds. So the Vilna Goyen, so the Ramban takes our Gemara as a ride to the Rif. Our Gemara says that the Psula B'Zeh Metoich with the Yedim signed Shalom Lishma, but the Yedim always signed Shalom Lishma. It's impossible to have the Shema. So he says, no, if you're all like the Rif, who says within Rav Lazar would agree to Rameh, if you have Eidim Chasim, you don't need Eidim Mesir, then the Eidim Chasim have to sign the Shema. So the Vilna Goyen disagrees with that. He doesn't refer you to the Ramban. He says it's just not true. Even if you hold like the Rif, the Vilna Gaon doesn't like this Gemara. He thinks we should pass like Rav Ashi, or we should throw out the whole Gemara here. You hold like Rava. So forget about it. The whole question. Only was Ole Rabba the Yom Levishen Bikim Lishma Man Haytana. He says according to Rava, there's no problem, so you don't have to come on to the Doichik. And even according to Rabba, you have a problem Man Haytana. So why do you have to come on to the Doichik Teretz? Ella Rav Lazahi, and it's Mizuyif Mitoch. What kind of Mizuyif Mitoch? By Shalom the Shema, it doesn't make any sense. So he says, the Iker is, according to this, the Iker is the second Teretz. So he says, and even if you hold like the Rif, that Rav Lazar would agree that if you have Eidim Chasimah, you wouldn't need Eidim Mesira. Eidim Chasimah would not have to sign Lishma. Not like the Ramban. Eidim Chasimah would not have to sign Lishma. Why not? What did the Rif say over here? The Rif said, according to Rav Lazar, it's either A or B. If you have Eidim Mesira, you don't need Eidim Chasimah. Or if you have Eidim Chasimah, you don't need Eidim Mesira. So two totally different understandings of a Shtar Kinyan, how it works. Either A or B, totally different. Totally different forms. But they're two different tax forms. There's a long form and a short form. But basically the same. There's a kitzen, no? There's a way to abridge it. If you want to use more loopholes, so use the long form. I don't know. You probably get away with paying less tax. But two totally different kinds of shtar. That one shtar, according to Rav Meir, the definition of shtar kinyan is by giving a riot to the other person that the kinyan took effect. That caused the kinyan to take effect. According to Rav Lazar, the definition of shtar is I just write Sipra Maisa Biksav and I give it in the presence of Eidim. So he says either A or B. Two totally different. So how do you read the pasuk? Kosel of Sefer Krisi. What is it? Either A or B, totally different. So the Ran has a famous explanation within the Rif. run on that riff. That's the Rav Baruch Beri referred to this run. The run is a famous run. The run explains that the riff meant the following. The Yoylam Rablaza holds only Eide Mesira Karsi. You have to have Eide Mesira. But what does it mean? You have to have two flesh and blood living people watching when the Baal gives over to get to the Isha. That's what it means, Eide Mesira. If you have two dead people, it's no good. If you have two Nochrim, two Psulim, it's no good. You have to have literally two living people watching when you give over the get to the Isha. So the Ran says no. What it means, Eide Mesira Karsi, means you have to be able to prove later on that the Mesira took place. Let's say, for example, Eides Lekiyam Adover. What does it mean, Eides the Gemara in Kiddushin? And Daf Samachem Beis. The Gemara says, when a man is Mekadosh and Isha, Eide Kesef, he has to give the Kesef in the presence of two Eidim. So what does it mean? That you have to have two flesh and blood, living witnesses, kosher Eidim, watching when the Baal gives over the Kesef Kiddushin. So many Rishonim say, no, it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. What it means is that the Kiddushin should be covered with Arayas Eidim. So the normal way to cover the Kiddushin with Arayas Eidim is to have two people watching. If you can accomplish by hook or by crook, with some kind of a dreidel, if you can accomplish that there was nobody watching when the Kiddushin was done, but it is covered with Arayas Eidim, how is that possible? How are you going to have Eidim with Ruach HaKodesh? They live in Poland and they weren't here by the wedding and they saw Ruach HaKodesh. So it's not kosher Eidim. It's the who Eid or Ro Yoda has to have Riyas HaMaisim. Yeah, you can't give Eidim based on Ruach HaKodesh. But somehow, if the Kiddushin would be able to be covered with a Riyas Eidim, even though the Eidim are not flesh and blood Eidim standing there, that would also be good. So the Ran says, that's what it always is. Here's the Ran on page Mem Ches Amud Aleph in the regular, the old edition of the Rif, the Vilna edition, on the third wide line. After the period, he says, Miyata, the pshat is, Masha Moide Rabloza, the get, Achosim be'edim koris, Achopi shalainosim be'edim esira, as all the Gemaras seem to indicate, Masha Mechichas Kolosim Arash, Kasafti Lamaila. Not because he agrees with Reb Meir. Not that either you hold like Reb Meir or hold like Reb Loza Reb Meir. The two totally different understandings of Shtar Kinyan, either A or B, totally unrelated, it doesn't make sense. Lo mishum disfile Eide Chasim Ekaris. Not that it's either he holds Eide Chasim Ekaris, Eide Mesir Ekaris. No. If you hold Eide Chasim Ekaris, then Reb Meir says every Shtar consists only of the two lines. Every Shtar Kinyan has to function. The mechanics of a shtar kinyan is it served first as a shtar raya, and every shtar is a shtar raya, and every shtar raya consists of the two lines of the Eide Chasima, and whatever it says above is only a hechetimtzit to know what the Eide Mesira are saying. What does the Agoda say is that they're saying? So he says that's where a mayor holds, but Rav Loza doesn't hold like that. Rav Loza holds the definition of a shtar is sipra maise hanimsa bifnei Eidim. It's not that hatfasas raya biyar hashem. Not that he's moided to Reb Meir. Ella, he's moided for a different reason. Lab mitamei. Ella, shahamisira koreses kevin shiyesh edim alikar adover. Avlo edi chasima ke edim misira. Sharaget yetsi mitachas yoda be edim halola be yodur shabal misor ala. Nim tzikila hein atzma mi edim ala masira. That's what we had in the Tosfos on Dalet Amud Aleph. That's what we discussed a few times. Let's say the Malva has a shtar halva and the Leiva says parua. So we discussed yesterday at length. So the Loibe doesn't have the manus to say parua because the Malva says shtarcha biyodei makbon. So the Achrayim, Rabbi Kiveg, and the others raised the question: what do you mean? In holcha b'mamon achar harayv, how can you be mitzi mamon from the muchzak from the Loibe based on a ruba de leisa kaman an umdene of the shtarcha biyodei makbon? So they explained it's not just a roiv. Whatever is probably so, and if it's not so, then the shtar that I'm holding is meaningless. So I'm the Bala Shtar. The Shtar was intended melechatchila to be given to me. I'm still holding on to the Shtar. And I claim that Hakol Behech Shanasa, everything went Kishura. I say the guy borrowed money and never paid back, and that's why I'm holding on to the Shtar, and everything sounds to be correct. But you're not Motzi Imam based on Ruba Deleisa Kamon. So we say, no, whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. So the shtar was not only made that the loiva had an intention to borrow money, the shtar testifies the loiva actually did borrow money. When the eidim signed, they signed the shtar, they don't know if he ultimately borrowed the money or not, it doesn't matter. He expressed an interest, the loiva expressed an interest to the eidim, he wants to borrow money. So he says, do me a favor, write me a shtar that I already owe him $1,000, and when he lends me the money, I'll give him the shtar. So they weren't there when he borrowed the money, they don't know, maybe he never did borrow the money. We say Mistama Hakol Bechshanas. Probably he lent them the money and he gave him a shtar. It's highly unlikely that the Malva grabbed the shtar from the loiva. The likelihood is that he Takib lent them the money and gave him the shtar. And then it's highly unlikely that he paid him back. If he paid him back, he would have insisted on giving back the shtar. So I say that all of this is included in the Haggadah Seiris. So that's what Tosfos says on our daf. And Dalan Amin Aleph later, the Kaimalon. Tosfos says, Bizmana, Mishnah, Bizmana, Gemara, made a takana. That every get should have Eidei Chasima should be able to serve as a shtar raya. Like today we write a p'tur. The bezin authorized the writing of a p'tur, so the p'tur is a shtar ma'isa bezin. Mana Gemara, the husband authorizes the signature of the Eidim, and the get serves not only as a shtar kinyan, it serves as a shtar raya. So Tosfos raises the question, but how do we know that the get was given properly? When the Eidim signed the get, they don't sign the get after it's given. They signed custom get lishafel pishe nishteima. They only know the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. They don't know that he actually gave her the get. Maybe she grabbed the get from the husband. And maybe she didn't grab the get to the husband. Maybe he gave it to her, but he gave it to her with psul. Maybe he left it on the table and he told her to go pick it up. So that's no good. And maybe there were never any Eidei Mesira. Tosfos insists you always have to have Eidei Mesira watching when a baal gives over the get. That's Tosfos Shita, not like the Rif. The Rif says if you have Eidei Chasim, you don't need Eidei Mesira. Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, you always need Eidei Mesira. So how do you know that there were Eidei Mesira? Maybe it was given by Psul. So Tosfos says, no. Mistama hakol behechshanas. Everybody knows the dinim. That's what the Ramban says. It's such an umder and a mukhar. Everybody knows the dinim. Everybody knows that you have to have Eidei Mesira. The Ramban is not convinced that Tosfos is right. The Ramban holds the Rif is right. If you have Eidei Chasim, you don't need Eidei Mesira. So Tosfos says, no, everybody knows the dinim is like the Rabbeinu Tam. Everybody, even Rav Meir, agrees that you have to have Eidei Mesira watching when you give over the get. So the Ramban says, how can it be that everybody knows that din if the Rif disagrees? It can't be that everybody knows. So he says, oh, to call the Megarish, but be din of Megarish. But they're all Rabbanim. They're always Rabbanim present when you give over the get. We always have, the get has to be supervised, called Sheni and Debit, they've given Kedushin. There's a takana that you need a mesarav aget. You need that it should be a dain has mumuna al aget. But bizman ha maroim ha rishonim, they never had such a takana. So the Gemara had that loshen, or to call the megarish, but beidin megarish. The Ramban doesn't agree. But that's what Tosfos claims. Tosfos says mistama hakol behechshenase. The get, the woman is holding on to the get and has eidei chasima. So the eidei chasima, the shtar raya includes not only Haggadah Seiris and what they knew was true at the time that they signed, namely that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. That's not enough just to express an interest. It's considered as if the get also testifies that he gave her the get and he gave it to her be'echsher and the presence of Tu'ed and whatever the dinam are, we still mistama hakol be'echshenas. So the Ran says over here, so since you assume that the husband gave the get kedin kedas v'kahaloche, so the get contains, the get that has Eidei Chasima contains a raya al kach that the get was given, so that can serve as Eidei Mesira. Eidei Slikim Adavar, by getting the Kiddushin, you don't actually need two, the Rabbeinu Tam says not, so Rabbeinu Tam says you have to have two people watching when the get is given, when the Kiddushin is given to the woman. So the Ran over here explains on page Mem Ches Amin Aleph, you don't need actually two flesh and blood people watching when the husband gives the get to the isha. As long as that Maisa Gerishin can be covered with a Raya Seidim later on, that's good enough for Eidus Lukimada. How can you have a Raya Seidim if you didn't have people watching? What people? A Rebbe is going to give a Haggadah Seiris with Ruach HaKodesh? No, a Shtar. A Shtar is made. Shtar includes a Haggadah Seiris and things that didn't even happen yet at the time that the Eidim signed, things that are only going to happen later. When the isha is holding on, the isha is the Balas HaShtar. The husband is the das and the chayv. The isha is the balas hashtar, and the shtar is being held by the isha. The came she eshedim alikir adava halo eidei chasim keidim isim shayav get yotzi mitachas yoda be eidim halolu. She's holding on to the get. She's the balas hashtar. And she's tining that everything was done kedin. And she says the husband gave it to me with an asin. And the umdin is that it's probably some. So the Ran says, so the shtar now contains a haggadah seidus over the fact that the get was given properly. So that's good to substitute for eidus l'kiyum adama. So that's what our Baruch Ber explains in the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon probably holds like this Ran. That even if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, even if you hold like the Rif within Rabbi Lazar, that if you have Eidah Hasima, you don't need Eidah Mesira. It's not like the Ramban wrote. Ramban wrote, oh no, in such a case, the Eidah Hasima have to sign the Shema. Then Rabbi Lazar is masking with Rabbi Meir. The Ramban seems to have understood the Rif as saying that within Rabbi Lazar, there are two brands of a Shtar Kinyan. What Rabbi Meir said is correct, and what I say is correct. You can either choose A or B, whatever you want, and each one works totally differently. If you choose to do like Rabbi Meir, then you got to follow all the rules and regulations of Rabbi Meir. Eide Hasima have to sign the Shema, and the whole get can be written Shalom the Shema, and the get can be click. The whole text, the 12 lines can be Chok Teiches, nothing bothers me, just the Hasima has to be the Shema. And if you're not going to have Eide Hasima, you're going to be lying Eide Mesira, then you need the 12 lines should be written Shema, either A or B, totally unrelated. That's how the Ramban seems to present it. That's what Ramban says within the Rif. If you hold like Rabbi Elazar and you're going to have Eide Hasima without Eide Mesira, the Eide Hasima have to sign Lishma, because Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbi Meir.
You won't need Ksiva Lishma?
And you won't need Ksiva Lishma? The Pashtus won't need Ksiva Lishma? Ramban talks about maybe you will need Ksiva Lishma, but probably a din the Rabbanan. That's already Mizuyif Mitoicha. Just like if you have Eide Hasima, which you really didn't need, because you could have relied on Eidim Mesira. So if the Eidim is signed Shalom Lishma, that's Mizuyif Mitoicha, that's a Psal the Rabbanan. So if you have Eide Hasima signed Lishma and the Ksiva Saget for Shalom Lishma, that'll also be Mizuyif Mitoicha. The Ramban throws it in over here. In this, before the law, I was reading the last two lines. The punchline that he gets to prove from our Gemara that the Rif is right. So when he's leading up to that, so he says, in that case, that'll also be a Mizrach Mentecha. If the 12 lines were written Shalom Lishma, and the two Hasimas are signed Lishma, so Rav Meir says it's not a problem. Oy, my Rav Meir, what's a Bashpa is good, but Rav Loza holds for Mizrach Mentecha. So either way will be a Mizrach Mentecha. But really, on the level of the Raisa, leaving out the Mizrach Mentecha, the Besul, the Rabbanan, on the level of the Raisa, the Ramban seems to understand within the Rif. The Rif's understanding of Rav Lazar, they're two totally different roots of a Shtar Kinyan. The root of Rav Meir is one root, and then you need Eide Hasima to sign the Shema. And the root of Rav Lazar is totally different root. The Ran doesn't hold like that. And the Vilna Gaon, doesn't go for this Ramban either. The Vilna Gaon says, even in a case where Rav Lazar will rely on Eide Hasima, and there won't be any Eide Mesira, you still don't need Hasima l'Shema. At least Minatara for sure not, and maybe even with the Rabbanon there's no din. That you need Chasim Lishma. He says, Lishma, the Eidim sign on the get only to make it into a Shtaraya. And the fact that it's a Shtaraya, the Ran explains that's why that's a Raya. So the Mele, the Mesiris I get is covered with a Raya. So the Eidim Chasimah will accomplish that the get will serve as a Raya that there was a Mesira. But it's not that in that case Rav Lazar agrees to Rav Meir that Eide Hasima carries. No, it's still Eide Mesira carries. The Hasima Saget accomplishes. It's a trick. It's considered as if you have Eide Mesira, even though there were no flesh and blood people watching when the Mesira Saget took place. It's covered with the Rai Seidis because of that Chiddush Din Hil Chashtar. The Chashtar contains the Haggadah Seidis and things that didn't happen yet at the time that they signed the Chashtar. Things that only happen later. That's what Taisa says. Mistama Hakol Be'ach Shanasa. On Peibab, that's two Lushainis in the Gemara, yeah, so that's the Gemara backs out from that. The Gemara at the end backs out and said, even Rav Lazar never said that. That was the Gemara thought that as a kasha. Maskana is that they back out from that. Rav Laza doesn't require a nisina lishma. There's no such thing. So that's where Baruch Ve'er got all excited about this Ramban, about this Bir Agro. Bir Agro says again within the Rif, within Rav Laza, that either Eidei Chasima or Eidei Mesira, if you'll have Eidei Chasima without Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Chasima will not have to sign the Shema on the level of the Raisa, for sure not, and maybe even with the Rabbanan also won't be a problem of Mezuyah Pentech. Maybe we don't even hope in this Gemara at all with the Mezuyah Pentech. Yeah.
According to
the process,
it says that, according to Rav Laza, that the Eidei had to be physically there. So
only
the Eidei in the case like the live video camera, it's like instead of physically there, they see exactly what's going on. They're not actually
there. Within
agree in that case?
Stummy would agree.
What about Pashas a video camera where they're video where they're seeing it after the fact, but they're seeing the actual mice? Because that could be a case of the Kedushin, in case of Kedushin that they could physically know without having been. They're seeing it, and it's a proof, but they weren't there. They didn't know at the time of the giving of the Kedushin.
Stummy, that's not. There have been times things that you need people watching Mishas mice. So if they're watching by video, simultaneous watching.
Say
he wants to know, maybe this is a discussion.
They don't see.
He wants to know, maybe that's considered seeing. That's what Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva. The din is that a person who hasn't been by the Kosel HaMarav in 30 days has to rip Kriya again. So what if he saw a video of the Kosel HaMarav? I haven't been in the Kosel since Tisha B'Av. So now, it's a month went by, it's already after a month, so if I'll see on the movie, and they'll be showing a video, do I have to rip Kriya? So he says, if they're showing a video that took place some time before, so he thinks that's not called the Riyah. What if they're showing a video simultaneously? They're showing me what's happening right now at the Kosel HaMarav. So he's mistupik whether that's called Riyah. So he says, you go to Kula, so you don't have to rip Kriya. But then if you go to visit the Kosel HaMarav within 30 days, then he says, you go again, the Kula. Because maybe he did, maybe it is considered seeing the Kosel HaMarav. The guy is not sure. If you see a simultaneous presentation of a video of something that's happening now, is that called Riyah Samaisa or not?
Does the Gemara actually give a case that,
no, I don't think it's ever discussed in the Gemara.
Right. If so, then this could be.
No, the Gemara has a case. A hezek occurred. An animal gored another animal. And there's a possibility of 100 different. We don't know whose animal gored. But we know that one person has a wild animal who always does all the hezekim. So nobody was watching today. But we all know, with our eyes closed, we know that his behemoth is probably the one that made the hezek. So the Gemara says, in Holchim Mamad Achar HaRoiv, you don't make the guy chayv to pay based on the roiv. Let's consider it riyas eidim. The eidim see the way this animal is mazik the last 25 times and the next 25 times. And why not say the middle hezek was also? The Gemara says no, that doesn't count. That's not called riyas amais. You have to have riyas amais this time. There's no riyas amais now. Right, right. So the Maharam Rutenberg has a tshuva in the end of each section of the Rambam. The Rambam has 14 sections. The Yad HaZakeh, Yud Dal Vayim. So at the end of each section, they have tshuvas maimoni. Many of the tshuvas maimoni are written by the Maharam Rutenberg, some by other Bali HaTosis. So there's a tshuva in the Maharam Rutenberg that's quoted in the Hilchas Kiddushin. That by Kiddushin Biyah, this is up to the Chachamim to determine. By Mesara HaKosav Adal HaChachamim. It's up to the Chachamim to determine the meaning of all of the psukim and the degree of all of the requirements. So he says, when we require riyas hamaisa or ro or yodon lo yagid benas avena, the Chumash says in Parshas Vayikra, you need riyas hamaisa. Without riyas hamaisa, you can't testify. So how much riyas hamaisa do you require? So he says, by kiddush should be, it's not derech eretz to require that they should be in the bedroom mamish to testify. So then, since la masar kasal hachachamim, so the chachamim ultimately did away with kiddush shebiya, but even before they did away with it, they said that it's preferable that they should be outside of the bedroom and hein hein yichud hein hein debiya. But he says by kedusha kesef he thinks that it wouldn't be good if they see the chassan holds the ring and he says hariyam kodeshesli, and then a half a minute later they see the ring on the hand of the kala, and in between the photographer got in between them and the Edom didn't see, which is often the case, the photographers are in the middle of everything, and the Edom can, the rabbi can't see, the Edom can't see, the Chasan Kala can't see, he's busy taking his photographs. So then if they didn't actually see the Nesina Satabas, even though they saw before and after, and they heard Hariyat, and he put everything together, it's obvious, no? So he thinks that by Kiddushe Kesef, it's no good. You need actual Riyas Samaisim. By Kiddushe Biyah, since Islam is our cause of Allah Chachamim, so they said that it's not their heretz to require so much Riyas Samais over there.
What is it about Shari Yesim Tafshiyot?
No, Shtar, that's what the Balei HaTosfos show from the Gemara, that you say, Mistama HaKol B'Ech Shenaseh, that we, it's a din in Shtar, that included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar is not only what the Edom knew was true at the time that he signed, even things in the future that didn't happen yet.
But if Edom see in the Yad Haba, the Kesef, then 30 seconds later they see it in the Yad HaMisha,
yeah,
and not wasted Edom seeing it signed on the Shtar.
What do you mean, not
the
exact
same idea. It's Yaisim the time. They see it Yaisim. The Edom don't see the Shtar Yaisim the time. But we hear. We as Edom Seer that we miss the actual giving of the Kesef. But we see him holding the Kesef. He says, Ariat, because that's his photography out of the way, and now we see our holding the Kesef.
Yeah.
That's not worse than the Edom that I made in the Shtar, if you would have been Kasha with Shtar.
No, the Edom Seer. That's like Kiddush Ebi as an exception to the rules. So here also Shtar, that's a Kiddush Din and Shtar. It's a local Din and Hilchish Shtar. That's where every shtar functions. The shtar is considered, even though at the time the Edom signed, they only saw X, Y, Z. But whatever is necessary for the shtar to be meaningful, and it's probably the case, and the Baal HaShtar is claiming that that's what did in fact happen, indeed that really happened, so the halacha declares that all of that is included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar. And by Kiddush Kesef, there is no such din, and there was no reason why they should be lenient. So they insisted on Dafka Riyas Samais.
And some post can make of in that case where the photographer gets in between the Edi Kiddush and Chuppah?
Yeah, some Rishonim make, yeah. The Tischit Shuvah quotes the Chasam Sofer claims, the Beis Shmuel claims that it's a machloikis, the Tshuvas Maharam Rutenberg, this one it says no good, and the Tshuvas Harashba seems to say that it is good. And the Tischit Shuvah quotes the Chasam Sofer thinks that there ever was a machloikis, it all depends how strong the Umdina is. In the days of the Chasam Sofer, they didn't always call up Edi Kiddush to sit, to stand under the Chuppah, to watch the way the Chasam gives over the ring. The people would be sitting in the audience. And even if the first two rows are reserved for a family, and only ones who see the actual Mesiras HaTabas are the family in the first two rows, and the people in the back row are the non-Kroivim, so the Chasam Sofer writes in his Tshuva, if the Masada Kiddushin is a Rav Muva, if he's an Orthodox rabbi who knows the Dinim, that the ring has to belong to the Chasan, has to give it to the Kala, and so on. So even the people in the back of the hall didn't see anything, they didn't hear anything, they just saw the Kala march down. Chosin marched down, the Kala marched down, and they marched back out the other way. They didn't hear, they didn't see, they saw the march this way and that way. That's considered Riyas HaMais. That's what the Chasam Sofer is. That's considered Riyas HaMais.
It's hard.
The
Edom is the start. You have a
puzzle,
so the whole
Edom
is
a puzzle. Meet Karva puzzle. So that's Tosis Kasha.
That now works because you appoint them. And we set them aside, too, but back.
Right, so that's what the Ritva says like that. But before the Ritva came on the scene, the Balei HaTosfos raised the question, how is any Kiddushin good? You always have Kroivim watching when you have Kiddushin. In the days of the Balei HaTosfos, the same was true by a Get also. Apparently when they gave a Get, it was a whole family affair, and everybody came to participate in the Get. Today that's not the case. But by a wedding, the whole family comes to participate. So Tosfos the Kasha, how is any wedding valid? It's Karva Pasul. So Tosfos comes up with their answer, that the din of Karva Pasul only applies if you have an Eid HaMeid, if three witnesses are what testified in front of Bezin. But it's only Eid HaRoy, it's not Eid HaMeid, so there's no din of Karva Pasul. So the Ritva quotes Akasha from his Rabbeim, that Tosfos' answer is not valid. Tosfos' answer was because Eid HaRoya doesn't have a Shem Eid. So he tines, but here it's an Eidus Lekiyam HaDovah, so it is Mekayim HaDovah Kas Medav. So it should be Karva Pasul, even Eid HaRoya. So that's why the rabbis of Shel HaRitvo introduced this new Chumra that he should be Miyachad Eidim. The Eidim should have in mind, we want to separate ourselves from the rest. But this was a new fangled Chumra that the rabbis of Shel HaRitvo came up with. And Meikar Adin, it's assumed that it's not so. You don't need the Yichad Eidim. The Shach picks on this Ritvon, he said, that's the halacha and it's likuvin. If you don't have Yichud Edom, it's no good. But most of the poskim assume that this was only a chumer. Mikar adin, it's like Tyson said, that you simply don't apply korav apostle to an eid haray, only to an eid ameid. Shaila is, Rav Chaim Moshe has a tshuva to America, that there was a woman who was a grusha, she lived on the east side, and she was divorced, and she didn't want to marry a kohen. So whenever she went out on a date, she would always ask the boy, if you're a kohen, I can't marry you. So one fellow was a wise guy, and he said, he's not a kohen. And then they got married. And then a couple of days later, within the first week, he tells her the truth is that he really is a kohen, but he wanted to marry her anyway. So she insisted she's going to get a get right now. So they took a taxi, they were going to the same rabbi who performed the marriage, so they were going driving to the rabbi. And when the taxi stopped for a red light, the husband jumped out of the taxi and he disappeared. And he couldn't be found. So the girl is stuck. She has no husband, she's stuck. So the shaila was, is it called the Kiddush HaTois? Because she asked him, if you're a kohen, she always asked everybody, the fellow's a kohen. So Rav Chaim Moshe says he's not prepared to be mekel based on Kiddush HaTois, because under the chuppah, she didn't ask him if he's a kohen, only on the dates. He says, we know that sometimes a girl is frum, but if she can't get a shidduch, so she'll compromise on the dinim. A grusha will marry a kohen. So he said, just because this girl, right after she found out that he's a kohen, she insisted that she wants to, they jumped into a taxi right away to go get a divorce. He said he's not convinced that that's called Kiddush HaTois. He's not prepared to be mekel on that front, but he's mekel because of Korba Posel. He says, because who are the Eidim, this character, who are the Eidim there? So his chaverim from the east side, they ate chazen, they ate on Yom Kippur, and they used to have Yom Kippur dances, they would smoke on Shabbos, Mechalei Shabbos, they would shave with a razor, they violated all the Dinei Torah, some of them lahachas, some of them the mazes, some b'shege. So these were the Eidim whom he singled out. But there were also, the rabbi was also an Eid, the rabbi was not a Mechal Shabbos, and there was another person there, it was just a minion in the rabbi's home. So the rabbi was a kosher Eid, there was another person who was a kosher Eid. Rav Chaim Moshe quotes Rishonim, who say, but if you are miyached apostle aid, they singled out two edim over here. And the two edim that singled out were the chaverim of the chosn who were not religious. So Rav Chaim Moshe says, he quotes the Ramban and the Ritvo and the Ran, all on Yesh Neichelin. They all say, if you are miyached edim psulim, then you do say korav apostle, even though it's only eid haroi. So that's a psak reisa chidish. That's a big chidish. Chassam Sofer talks about that also. Chassam Sofer also assumes like this, like these Rishonim b'fim b'achad Eidim Sulim, but the Chassam Sofer talks about a situation where they singled that Eidim who happened to be Psulim, but the Chassam didn't realize that they're Psulim. Chassam didn't realize. I remember once we went to a wedding, someone from the yeshiva got married. I don't remember who it was already. So maybe I wasn't there. They just told me this, I think I wasn't there. So they told me, it was a student from JSS, and he got two chaverim of his, Bali Tshuva, to be the Eidim. Then after a month after the wedding, he found out that one of the people whom he singled out as an Eid, they had already left the yeshiva years before. Turned out that one of them had already joined Jews for Jesus. He wasn't Jewish anymore. Had already joined a different cult. So that was a Yuchad Eidim B'Toyes. The Chosin picked on this fellow because he thought that he was religious. He would have realized not religious, he wouldn't have been B'yachid him. So then the Chassam Sofer says, if you're miyached an eight posel b'toyes, the yichud doesn't count. And then you revert back to the klal of the Balei HaTosfos that eight haroi don't apply korav apostle. But Rav Chaim Moshe's case, the chosn singled out the eight. He knew that they were all mechalei Shabbos. He knew that they were all eight on Yom Kippur. There was no yichud b'toyes. He wanted these people to be his eight. Rav Chaim Moshe was mata the aguna in New York based on this, based on the Rishonim, that you apply korav apostle by eid haroya if you are miyached the fellow as an eid. If you miyached him, even an eid haroya gets a shame eid.
Isn't there, I think it's supposed to be somewhere there, I'm getting maybe the book, the Zainish, which says that when you have two eidim and one's going to testify on the other, one's going to testify on the chesim of the other eid, so this calls him a negev.
He wants to say that he's a sign of an apostle or a getter star. Right. So would that be signed to the Rav and the Sardis to be an aid, or would you call him the Gea B'Davar that you don't want to say he did a bad condition? A Gea B'Davar? By Eid Haroah? I don't know. You fish around to see if you have any kosher.
If you want to be an inmate, if you want to be an inmate, would you call them to give it that way?
That the rabbi who is Mesad Kedushin should serve as one of the Eidim. He was watching. The rabbi was supervising. The rabbi always serves as one of the Eidim.
If you come together because he's because you don't want
because he's given a salary to do the city Kedushin. It's his interest. It's in his interest that the Kedushin should take effect. I don't know. It's an interesting point. I don't know.
Either way, that Tosa says that it's kind of like Nogueira.
Yeah.
He says that if that the wiser of the have to give its answer.
Yeah. I don't know. Could be. I don't know. Your Rabbi Soloveitchik used to have the chosn be miyached the Eidim. The pashtus in the Rishonim is that the chosn doesn't have to be miyached the Eidim. The Eidim are miyached themselves. The Eidim have in mind that we want to separate ourselves from the other people who are psulim. So Rav Soloveitchik used to have that the Chosin should say that. The Netziv has a tshuva about that. It's based on some Rishonim in Shavuos, based on a totally different sugya, that the Yichud Eidim should be done by the Baldover. Then Rav Soloveitchik had the Chosin say, Me'achid these two Eidim to the exclusion of all others. My understanding was that it doesn't mean that all the others are psul. The chosin can pasul people, ladies, if they're watching the way he gives over the ring, so it's a good kiddushin. I think what he meant to the exclusion of all others, that these two should exclude themselves from being mitzarev to the others. Rav Soloveitchik in the early years spoke a European English. And then as he, because he spoke Yiddish all the time, and then as he got used to giving shurim in English, then he already developed an American English. So this nusach, to the exclusion of all others, this is from the Shadim HaRishonos. When he didn't speak in American English, I think what he meant to the exclusion of all the others was that these two Eidim should exclude themselves from being mitztaref with the others. I don't think it means that I'm declaring all the other Eidim as pasul. He doesn't pasul the rabbi. He doesn't declare no one else should be kosher ladies except for these two Eidim. He doesn't pasul the rabbi. I was once at a wedding, so the chosin asked me to be one of the Eidim. I don't know who the other Eid was. So in the middle of the, when we sat down to eat the meal, so I sit next to this other fellow, I say, Shalom Aleichem, Mazel Tov. I learned B'charusa with the Chosin, who are you? So he says, he's the first cousin of the Chosin. So I say, he's a cousin of the Chosin. So I say, you're not a cousin, you can't be a cousin, you're one of the Eidim. He says, no, he's the first cousin of the Chosin. So I said, how can it be, you're one of the Eidim? I don't know. The Chosin picked him. So when he came out of the Yichud room after the first dance, I asked the Chosin, how'd you pick your cousin? He's Pasul Eidim. He's from his mother's side. Chosin now is a very big Tam Chachm. At that time, he thought, the Rambam says that only relatives from the father's side are postulators from the Torah, relatives from the mother's side are only postulators from the Rabban. So the Chosin didn't know that. He thought that from the mother's side doesn't count. He thought only postul from the father's side. So the Shaila was whether the Kiddushin was valid or not. So Rabbi Soloveitchik wasn't there at that wedding. But the wedding, the whole bunch of all the rabbis from Queens, all the rabbis from Queens were all there under the chuppah. So the Chosin asked me to ask Rabbi Soloveitchik the next day after Shia. So I asked them. So they were miyached Eidim. They said to the exclusion of all others. And then Rabbi Soloveitchik said, was there anybody else watching? I was one of the Eidim. So he said, was there anybody else? I said, the rabbi was watching. So he said, no, sure. So it's good. But he said to the exclusion of all others. That didn't bother him. Exclusion of all others doesn't mean the others are possible. It just means that two ksherim don't want to be mitzdarek with the others. To be choshish for the chumra of the rabbis of Shel HaRitzvo. That you say Korav Apostle, even by Eid HaRoya, in a situation of Avedis Lakiyam Adovar, so then the two kosher Eidim should have a mind to exclude themselves from the others. So here it didn't work because the other Eid was Apostle. So you revert back to the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin is like the Bali Antesis, that you just don't say Korav Apostle by Eid HaRoya. The Shach Paskin is not so. Shach Paskin is like the Rambam, that you say Korav Apostle even by Eid HaRoya. At every wedding, they're always krov mapsulin. So the Ritva says the answer is yichud eid. Taisus says the answer is eid araya. You don't say karapos. So the Shach wants the pasuk against Taisus. He says the only way to save ourselves is to say that you need yichud eid. But they never had yichud eid before the days of Rabbos of Shalom Ritva. The Ritva himself says that this was a new innovation in the days of his manhu achreinim. He calls it. He calls his rabbi his manhu achreinim. So Rav Soloveitchik said, Mika Radim, we don't hold like that shop. We hold like the Taisus. You don't say Korav Apostle by Eid HaRoya. And here, even though the Chosin was Miyached, his cousin, But that was a yichud betoyes. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. If you miyached an egg because you thought that he was kosher, then it turns out that he's possible. That's a yichud betoyes. By Rav Chaim Moshe's case, the Chasam was miyached his chaverim. They were all avri averi. He didn't see what's wrong. There was no yichud betoyes. He liked his chaverim. There was no yichud betoyes. The mistake was on the part of the rabbi. The rabbi shouldn't have allowed such people to be eaten. But that wasn't yichud betoyes on the part of the Chasam. Right. Good kasha. The Ritziv has that in his tshuvas. See, he also says the yichud should be done by the Baldover. The Mishnah, the Rishonim that he quotes, they're talking about a totally different din. They're talking about Shavuos Eidos. Shavuos Eidos are Parsha and Vayikra. If the Baldover calls upon the Eidim Bo, the Heiduni, Avedintar with Ploini, and if you don't come and testify, I'm going to lose. If you come and testify, I'm going to win. And they say, Shavuos Eidos, any Eidim Loch Eidos, we swear we don't know anything about the case. And they swore falsely, and because they swore falsely, now they can't testify. And I lose the money. So then, if the Levi decide to do tshuva, so the Torah requires that they have to bring a carbon shvuah se'edus. So that din only applies if there was tviyas habaldin. So that's learned out from psukim that the baldin has to be tveya then. So I thought it's a strange nitziv. What is he telling to? That's a din of tviyas baldin for the chiyuv shvuah se'edus. What does God do with yichud eidim? But that's what he writes that the yichud eidim to avoid karma pasu should be done by the baldin, like the rishonim say over there. I didn't see what the tzushtel was. So again, so we learned the Gemara. Moider Ablaza b'mizuyif mitoychoy. So Baruch Be'er got all excited. He says there are three shitas. He says shitas hataisis, it's a psul derabanan, and it's a doichik, the Rishonim call it, the hashash. And they say it's in steerit the way Tosis pointed out on the previous daf. Within Rav Meir, the psychology is that you're not concerned. You're not afraid that they'll design Shalom Lishma. But according to Rav Blaz, if they sign Shalom Lishma, you're afraid you're right to get Shalom Lishma. The Rashba sounds like he holds that it's a psul derais, but not a psul derais in Mizuyif Mitoichen. A psul derais said that it's lacking Ksiba Lishma. You didn't need Eidich Hasima. But if you have Eidich Hasima signed there, it's taref to the 12 lines on top. It makes it into a shtar raya on the level of the raisa. So since it's mitzdarif to the text of the shtar, so we need ksiva the shema on the whole shtar. Aida halacha says you don't need ksiva the shema on the whole shtar, you just need on the teref, not on the teifas. No, when you have ksiva on the teref, that's considered as if the ksiva the shema is chal on the whole text of the get, on the teifas also. But here, this you can't say that this is a little tofel. Two ksivas on the bottom are not stam a tofel to the get. It elevates it to a level of a shtar raya. Before it was only a shtar kinyan. So this, the Lishmo and the two Chasimis are not going to be Chal unless the Edom who signed have in mind Lishmo. So the Rashba sounds like he's explaining it on the level of the Raisa. The Ramban and the Vilna Gaon hold that it's only the Rabbanan, but the Ramban says that this Gemara is a right to the Rif. How can you have Chasim Lishmo? It's impossible. The only way it's possible to have Chasim Lishmo is if you hold like the Rif, that if you have Eidich Hasima, then it wouldn't be any need for Eidich Mesiris. And then the Ramban says, and if you have Eidich Hasima without Eidich Mesira, then the Eidich Hasima have to sign Lishma. Then Rab Loza holds like Rab Meir. That you'll need Mikra Din Deras. Even though you have Eidich Mesira, so you didn't need Eidich. All right, so then it's only a Psul Derabana. But at least we begin to understand where it's coming from, that you require Eidich Hasima should sign Lishma. And the Vilna Gaon holds that the whole thing is wrong. The Vilna Gaon doesn't like, he's gunning out to cross this out from the Gemara. He says, we don't accept that opinion, and the whole discussion was only Aliba de Rabba. Aliba de Rabba, there is no discussion. Maybe it's even kosher halacha l'maisa. Maybe we should pass on like that opinion within Rab Loza, the Eidim Sirikarasi, it's not even possible in the Rabbanan. But even if you want to pass on like this, that it is a psul de Rabbanan, it'll only be possible with the Rabbanan, even if you didn't have Eidim Sirikarasi. Even if you're relying on the Eidich Hasima, it's not that Rabbi Loza all of a sudden agrees with Rabbi Meir. He agrees with Rabbi Meir, but not the same Hesber as Rabbi Meir. Not like Rabbi Meir holds that you only need Hasima Lishma. that the ikar of the shtar kinyan is the last two lines, the chasim is that's the essence of a shtar raya, and every shtar kinyan, the mechanics is that it works by serving as a shtar. No, the blazon holds totally different. Like the Ran explained, that the edim chasima will cover later on when the isha will be holding on to the get, so they'll serve as edim mesira, so it'll cover the chasima. So that's why. But for that, you don't need. It's not that the whole understanding, not that the whole nature of shtar changes. Not that you need chasima lishma. So that's why Baruch Be'er got all excited that this Vilna Goyen is absolutely in disagreement with the Ramban and the Melchamas. Ramban thought that this gemara is a hachocha to the Rif. The Vidlon says that this Gemara still doesn't help. We still don't understand. With the Rif and with everything, we still don't understand why is there a problem on Mezuv Mitoch by signing Shalom Lishmo. It can't be there, right? Then the Vilna Gaon had the Hoichoche, because the Gemara says the fair is that when Nochem sign, it's only the Rabbanon, and a Machlek is Hatanayim, if you have Shemus Mithokim on the top line on Yudah Med Aleph. It's a fracted on the gun, but whenever Nochrim signed, the Gemara says in Chav Gimel that it's always considered Adaita de Nafshe. It's considered Shalor de Shema. So if you're telling me that whenever the Edom signed Shalor de Shema, it's a Mzuif Metoicha de Raisa, whatever the Hezber is, so let it be, when the Nochrim signed, let it be a Psul Mzuif Metoicha de Raisa because he signed Shalor de Shema. So the that Taina of the Vilna Gaon, that can be, you can overcome. You can answer that Kasha. If a Kosher 8 signed Shalor de Shema, so then it's a mizuif mitocha deraisa. It's considered shalom lishma. A major part of the get was written shalom lishma. But if Nachum signed, it's to yuta b'yalma. Even though the Rashba only said that in defense of the Gaon Shebarif. But once he said it, so it makes sense even within his shita that maybe that's the beer. Maybe here the Rashba holds that it's a mizuif mitocha is a psul deraisa. Not because mizuif mitocha, it's because of shalom lishma. I said, why did the Gemara let them mizuif mitocha? They're just trying to prove that such a thing exists, that if you wouldn't have had it at all, it would have been better. Now that you have it improperly, it's worse than not having it all. If you wouldn't have had the Eidi Chasim at all, it would have been okay. But if you have Pasul Eidi Chasim, it's not good. So in that case, mizuif mitocha, when Nochrim signed or when Kroivim signed, that's Absul de Rabbana. Here, when he signed Shalom de Shema, it could be it's Absul de Raisa for a different reason. Because the get is considered as being written Shalom de Shema. Major part of the get was written Shalom Lishma. So these are the Biurim on the Gemara. So then the Gemara finally came to the point where it goes like Rav Yudah. Rav Ashi Yama, Amani Rav Yudah, there Rav Yudah holds out, you have to have, Achatek Sivasa V'chasimasa B'tolush. You can't have Mechusa Maisa, not in between the Ksiva and the Nesina, not in between the Chasima and the Nesina. Why? Because Mechusa Maisa is equivalent to Shalom Lishma, and you need both Ksiva and Chasima have to be Lishma. So the little Taisus raises the question, how is it possible if once you're going to have Tzivasa B'tolush, so of course Chasimasa is going to be B'tolush. Once it's already Tolush, it's Tolush. So why does Rabbi Yudah have to add on Achatek Tzivasa B'chasimasa B'tolush? Zolazol, let him just Achatek Tzivasa B'tolush. If Tzivasa B'tolush, by definition, it's going to be B'hechrech, it's going to be Chasimasa B'tolush. The Taisus says, not true. You can write the get B'tolush, and then you can plant it in the ground, if it's a tree, then you can let it take roots, and then you can have the Edom sign it, and then you've got to cut it off. So in such a case, Mashkachzal Shikosval Ha'ilan Tolush, Lachkach Nuto'o, the Hishrish, and it took roots, V'chosmu, and then later on you chop it off. So that's what Rabbi Yudah has to say, you need Ksivasa V'chasimasa B'tolush. If it'll be Mechusa Maisi, either after the Ksiva or after the Chasima, either case it'll be no good, because Mechus HaMais is the equivalent of Shalom Lishma, and you need that both should be Lishma.
It's going to come from the Mechus of Shosha.
That's the question. Why does Taisa say the Hishrish? Yeah. Why does Taisa have to say, what would be the din of Lo Hishrish? If Lo Hishrish, there wouldn't be a problem. You say the Gemara has a Machlekes where the Tolush of the Bistav Chibra is Mechubra Tolush. So the Gemara explains, what does it mean? If I plant a tree, the Hishrish, of course it's Mechubah L'Karka Dinike Karka. But if I put a lamppost in the ground into cement, or I build a building, a bayis, that's what some Rishonim say, a house doesn't take root, but it's cemented into the ground. So many Rishonim say that a bayis is Tolush El B'Sav Chibra, and depends on the Machlekes of the Gemara, whether Tolush El B'Sav Chibra is Dinike Tolush El Dinike Mechubah. In Shulchan Aruch it says, there's a din ein nishboim ala karkoes. There's only shvuah de rabbanon sometimes on karka, there's no shvuah de reis. So it it's going to come out that batim, the way we pass from Tadosh and Tzavchib is Dinik and Tadosh. Dinik and Tadosh, it's going to come out that a Shvuan batim is always going to be their Isa. That houses are Tadosh. So the Shach says it's hard to believe. So the Shach develops a whole thing, a whole theme in the Siman about the Shvuah der Isa versus Shvuah der Rabbanan. The Shach develops a whole theme that houses are for sure Mechuber. Mechuber lekarka, Dinik and karka. Like this on lampposts. On lampposts, but the Tadosh and Tzavchib are below Hishvish, yeah. Over here, Bemis, it's a problem. It's a problem. Why does it have to say Hishvish? We already had the Gemara later. The Mishnah said you can write the get al Karen Shal Pora, Noisan Lois HaPora. Where was that? On Yud Tes Amud Aleph. It says you write al Karen Shal Pora, Noisan Lois HaPora. So the Gemara asks, why do you have to be Noisan Law? Why is it necessary to be Noisan Lois HaPora? On Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Why can't you cut off? You write on Yad HaEvet, you can't cut off the hand of the Evet. But you write on the Keren Shel Paro, why can't you cut off the Keren Shel Paro? So the Gemara says there's a dinam chusam mais. The top line of Chof Aleph Amud Beis. The Keren Shel Paro, the katsiyeh v'leis v'lo. Why do you have to give the whole thing? So the Gemara says, because mechusam mais. So the Tosis there quotes that there was some Rishonim who said to Rabbeinu Shmuel, it's only called mechusam mais if you chop a tree off because it's mechuba lekarka, or you detach a Keren Shel Paro from the animal. But if you have a big piece of paper and you wrote the get on the top few lines and you cut off the get from the rest of the paper, that's not called mechusam mais. So Tosis says we don't accept that opinion. We hold that it's called mechusam mais even in such a situation. So the Pashto is the way we don't follow that Rashbam. So in this Tosis also, why does Tosis have to say he wrote the get al ilon hatolush and then chibro he attaches it to the ground v'hishrish and then he detaches it. What does it have to be v'hishrish? If loy hishrish, then it's not going to be called mechusam maisa. That's totally in the machlokes, the Rashbam and the Bali HaTosis. But the way we're machmer, where we follow the opinion that's also called mechusam maisa. When you have a get written on a piece of paper, you cut off the big piece of the you cut off the get from the rest of the big piece of paper. That's also called mechusam maisa. So the pashtus is even loy hishrish. Tosis probably says v'hishrish. Because of the Rashbam. The Rashbam holds only called Mechusa Maisa if you're being toilish from a Balchai, toilish from a Chuba, the Karka, Dovah, Sha'ika, Dovah, Migidula, because it's growing. But you just detach something from a larger piece, so the Rashbam holds it, it's not Mechusa Maisa. So Mistama, this Tosis is going with the Rashbam sheet.
The Torah brings from the Rama that if he puts it in the ground and he just cuts it off and then signs it, if he wrote it, then he put it in the ground, then he took it off and signed it, mm-hmm. That would be Pasul also. It sounds from Tosis not like that.
Right.
And it says only if it was chasam while it was on the ground. So shouldn't that be?
It's also mechusam ma'isa. Whenever you have mechusam ma'isa, it cancels the lishma, cancels the tziruf of the first thing.
From Tosha, it sounds not like that though. Tosha says only dafka if he signed it while it's on the ground. It sounds like if he put it in and then took it out and signed it, it'd be kosher.
I don't think so. I don't mean why the Tosha is right. The chasmei while it's
in the ground.
In the ground. He's explaining Rabbi Yehuda's lashon. Rabbi Yehuda says, "I shall take sivasa b'chasimasa b'tolush." So they just ask the kasha, "How is it? What's a hechetimtze? Sivasa b'tolush, b'chasimasa b'mechubin." So they tell you the hechetimtze. But enachanam, maybe the pasuk there too. Even if he puts it in the ground and he takes it out, and then he has him sign it, the tolush will also be pasuk. It's mechusa ma'isa between the ksiva and the nesina. You need the ksiva should be mitzurit to the nesina, and the chasima should be mitzurit. If you have mechusa, I don't know. What the Torah says it's a machlokes.
No, the Torah brings the Ramah.
Yeah. I think Tosis would agree that it's no good. That's mechusa maisa. They're just asking, how do you have ksivasa b'tolush v'chasimasa b'mechub? So they just take a hechit timsa. But then achanam, the psul would apply even in that case. Yeah.
He's mentioned in the beginning of the year that the men nowadays is that he's not there the paper to the ball before he's ready. That's what he got.
That's what we're machmer for that. But mikra din, that's not mechusa maisa. A maisa means you did a maisa to the get, not you did a maisa with the get. I was machmer the whole get to the sefer writes the get and his piece of paper, then he's machmer to the baal. So that's not called mechusa maisa. Mechusa maisa means I changed the get, I cut it off, I detached it from something. But machma lahatchila, to consider it shalom d'shma. So since they can't give the get the way it is now, and the ksiga has to be l'shma, so machma, that's a lack of l'shma. Okay. We got to do this big test. The kaimel and Allah, God bless you. We did most of the tests.